When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm being told the best show can begin. The long wait is over. We are back. Three. Count of 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem brought to you by me, Tom Sharpling, the host of tonight's episode. We've got a fun show planned tonight. Comebacks. We're talking about comebacks. What are your favorite comebacks? Who should come back? Who should never come back? 201-3-323-484. Let's talk about all sorts of fun things. And I also want to talk to, you're a best show listener, sure. Someone in your house might not be. They have no idea what this dumb thing is. I want you to call up, hand them the phone. I just want to talk to them. Anybody will talk to me for a minute or so who has no idea what this is. If they're in your house, slap the phone in their hand. So you can do that too. It's a real fun extravaganza, right? Unfortunately, Mike, with the good and the bad, Mike is no longer a part of the Best Show family. We regret to announce he has moved on to brighter pastures. He is now a part of the Smodcast Network. He has an exciting show. Him and Kevin Smith are doing a show together where they argue about whether they like Jimmy John's or Fireman subs. Firehouse? What is it? Firehouse. Firehouse subs. A sub made by a fireman. Great. Well, I'm not going to ask a dude who runs a sub shop to put a fire out. Maybe I'm not going to ask a fireman to make me a sandwich. You get it? I would prefer if a fireman got as good as he could at putting fires out, he or she. And I would prefer if you made sandwiches, you tended to focus on that and be as good at that as possible. I don't want to eat some weird sandwich that's going on at the firehouse that the dogs, that Dalmatian is breathing all over the cold cuts, right? Is that really what you want? Dalmatian hair all over getting in your sandwich. Thank you, but no thank you. Fireman sandwich, fireman subs, firehouse subs. No interest. Focus on putting the fires out, guys. Not so much on worrying about that this person wants extra cheese on their sandwich. And now, without further ado, I am being told that the best show has begun, and here we go! Best show's underway. Sit back, relax. Here it comes. You're not going to believe this episode. You look back and you realize history was made tonight. Radio history.
The best show, show number one, the best.
everybody. Hey, Best Show's back. Another Tuesday night extravaganza. First of all, I want to start off by apologizing to AP Mike. He is here after all. I did not see him out there. It was a fraudulent report that he was no longer with the program. I am going to investigate this duplicitous border treason. No, not treason. Duplicitous false report. And whoever the perpetrator of this horrible, horrible, hurtful false report is will be brought to justice. Don't worry, Mike. You're here. Can't shake you. Long haul. I'm out before you're out on this thing. I'm telling you. I'll be done long before you're done. Oh, yeah. The phone number, 201-3-323-484. What does that spell again? Dead hug. Dead hug. So for all you Grateful Dead fans, 201-DEAD-HUG. We'll call up, we'll talk about drums, space, Sugar Magnolia, right? Terrapin Station. Here's a topic. Dumbest Grateful Dead logo. Steal Your Face. Turtles doing at the train station, Terrapin Station style. Kid smashing ice cream cone on his head. I like Steal Your Face. Because it looks like it's a logo for a better band. Like a lightning bolt and a skull? That should be an awesome band with that logo. Then you hear this thing. The thing should be a wet bale of hay should be their logo. Right? Should just be a bale of hay that got rained on. Like a sad old horse eating it. Not a skull with a lightning bolt. Skull with a lightning bolt means business. Then you listen to Grateful Dead, it sounds just like a wet old bale of hay with a sad old horse chomping away at it. That should be the Grateful Dead logo. I hope they're listening to it. They're probably shaking in their boots over it. Grateful Dead headquarters. Somebody's on to them. Oh, the Dancing Bears, too. Worse, that's terrible. You're right. Thank you, Chris Holmes. Dancing little bears. Also, misrepresentative. These fun, lively little bears dancing around. You think it's going to be some fun music with them. It's not. Don't sound like that. These bears should be sitting on a curb, holding a sign saying, I need a miracle. Like said, they should be matted fur. They should be gray with matted fur. Rained on. It's the general vibe of a Grateful Dead fan. Wet. They got wet somehow. Dancing bears. Kid with the ice cream cone smashed on his head. All of them are logos for better bands. It's really troubling. So anyway, what did we just hear? Oh my goodness, we heard Pri. P-R-I-X. Just like the race, Pri. From an album called Historics, put out by who? That's right, Hozak. Reissuing, yet again, another masterwork. Do you know this record, Pri, Mike? That's the band, P-R-I-X. Maybe you've heard of Chris Bell. Have you ever heard of Alex Chilton? Tommy Hone, power pop dude from Memphis. Another great guy. John Tiven. Such a great record. They Hozak reissued the thing. I guess they put two singles out maybe back in the 70s. So good. Song was Girl. I'm going to play a ton off this thing, man. So good. Hozak does it again. You did it again, Hozak. You know who else did it again? Goner Records. Before that, we heard from a single by the band Black ABBA. That's right. And the name of the song was Betting on Death. So good.
Oh, Goner Records. Hozak Records, you're so good. How is it that you keep doing it?
You're the best show of record labels. How do you do it? And that's right, my friends. The best show's back. Another Tuesday night extravaganza. We're the best. You'll know it. Anybody, I'm just going to say it at the head of the show. Our worst night is better than any other dumb podcast best night. And I'm launching a new segment on the show, which I'm going to debut, called Who Sucks in Podcasting? And every week I'm going to name a show that sucks. Because it's on. It's on. Look, we don't have the infrastructure here. We're not funded by a corporation like so many of these other podcasts are part of a network. We're not. We're a standalone entity. We got nothing. They've got everything. We've got nothing. But you know what we've got that they don't have? We got the goods. They don't have the goods. They got to sweat to be funny. Here it just shows up naturally. It's Mozart versus Salieri. And this is Mozart time right now. Look, I would make a reference to that Mozart in the Jungle thing. I don't know what that's about. An oboe player or something? Not exactly sure. Not a great title for a show, guys. Could be the best show ever. If you called Mozart in the Jungle, it's a good chance I'm never going to know what it's about. Yeah, our worst day is better than your best day here. The laughs flow like veritable water here. Sit back, relax, have a grand old time. Right, Mike? Topic tonight. Comebacks. I want to talk about comebacks. But I want, are any of these about not about comebacks? Line 4. I'm being told to go to line 4. Welcome to the best show.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Good evening. Hello? Can you hear me? I think your reception is bad right now. I'm having a hard time understanding you. That's better. That's better.
Okay, is that better?
That is much better.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Judith.
Judith.
From Portsmouth.
From Portsmouth.
Virginia.
Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes.
What's going on in Portsmouth, Virginia tonight?
Mostly nothing going on in Portsmouth, but we are following the political campaign.
Okay. Let me see if I can guess who you're voting for. You are hoping that come November.
I am what?
You are hoping that come November, America is put on cruise control.
You know what? The music is real loud. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a miss. Remember we adjusted that studio? Well, I want to apologize, Judith.
Okay.
My engineer. This line, is that it right there? Is that better? Can you hear me now better?
Oh,
so
now
much better.
I
that
can
was
hear
a mistake.
Yeah,
that was a mistake. It was all me. It was all 100% me. 0%
to
anyone else.
Sweet, thank you.
I'm so sorry. I was fiddling with the knobs earlier, and I was showing off.
Oh.
And trying to be a big shot around here, and once again it blew up in my face. No, in all seriousness, we were playing music for a caller on an earlier segment, and the volume had to be turned up. A certain knob had to be turned, and it didn't get turned back. So,
okay, that's fine.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it's fine. So I'm just going to assume you, Judith, in Virginia.
Yes.
You, come this November, you are hoping that America is on cruise control.
No.
Ted Cruz.
No.
Wait, you don't like
Absolutely
Ted Cruz?
Absolutely not.
Wait, you don't think he's at least cool? You don't think he's cool?
No.
You don't think he's super cool looking?
No, no.
You don't?
Disgusting.
Disgusting?
Yes.
What's disgusting about him? His weird waxy skin? The strange pointy nose?
The pointy nose.
His fake looking real hair?
Exactly. Exactly. And his conservative ideas is just...
They're not far enough for you? He doesn't go far enough? Is that what it is?
No.
He's not right wing enough?
We're for Bernie. We
you like
Bernie.
You like Bernie.
Yes, we do. We love Bernie.
Do you think Bernie can go the distance, though? Do you think Bernie can go the distance?
I mean, I keep getting scared, and it's like a little dip in hope, but I'm thinking he could. I'm thinking he could with all the young people that are supporting him.
Young people like Bernie.
Yes.
Like, he's like the grandpa that they never had.
I think he's a grandpa I never had too.
It's like a kindly grandpa. Everybody's grandpa
is kind.
They're like bums. Everybody, they look at their actual grandpa. He's rooting through their piggy bank, stealing their money. They wish this guy could be grandpa.
That is true. There is something about him. He's very lovable. Very lovable.
You know what I'm rooting for.
The
collapse of America.
Well, you may get your hope. Your wish may come true.
That's what I'm rooting for. We had a good run. Let's hose it down. Let's set it on fire. Hose it down. Start over. That's what I says.
Okay. And who's going to help us do that?
I don't know. I think it might just happen on its own steam.
Okay.
So, Judith, is this the first time you're hearing about this program?
I've heard about the program. Both of my sons love your program.
Oh, that's
one
nice.
Lives in New York City, and one lives in Richmond, Virginia.
And do you see the one in Richmond more frequently than the one in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
The one in New York City thinks he's a little bit of he's a little above Virginia these days, I'm assuming, right?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Where in Brooklyn does he live?
He lives. He moves so often. Greenpoint.
Greenpoint. Great neighborhood. Yeah. People that you know what's nice
Polish.
About. You want to know what's nice? You know what's nice about Greenpoint? Apparently, the concept of curbing your dog has not reached there yet. People, it's like Gangs of New York in that regard. People, I'm hoping it's just dogs, actually. I just worked there for a while, and the sidewalk is like a minefield. People do not curb their dogs in Greenpoint.
Oh, you were right. The last time we were there, we had a free place to stay if we took care of somebody's dog. So we did a lot of dog watching, dog walking.
Sure.
And we noticed that,
But it's a nice neighborhood otherwise, right?
I like it,
It is nice. I like it, too.
Yeah, it's safe. It seems safe, and I loved it.
A lot of...
very different than Portsmouth.
Yes. So, but the other son is in Richmond.
Richmond. He's lived in New York, I think, possibly, maybe moving back to New York.
All right.
So,
and you're proud of them? They're good kids?
They're good kids. Yes, they are good people. Very good people.
Do I know either of them?
I don't know. They're both artists.
Well, without naming either one of them, say something. Without dropping a name, say something that will embarrass them. They'll be the only ones embarrassed because nobody knows who you are or who they are.
Oh,
We'll say there's the New York City Sun and the Richmond Sun. Say something about each of them.
Okay. Let's see. The New York. Trying to think. I'm trying to think. The New York City one, it would have to be something about his history of bad taste in girlfriends.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
That's enough. Yeah. I think that's enough. I think you even said enough with that. Coming from mom, that's enough. You don't even need to get specific with it.
Okay.
So that's New York City, son. Do you think he's listening right now screaming?
He might be listening. Okay. He usually does listen to your show.
All right. Now, so. Richmond.
Is it live right now?
It is live.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're live on...
I'm so excited.
It's exciting, Judith.
They do love you. And my son in Richmond has sent money to you. I mean, and he's
that's nice.
It's not like he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, well, join the club.
Show.
I know. Don't think I'm... Look at me. I'm selling my books on the internet to raise money to keep this show on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you want to know what?
Well,
you want to know what? I'm not quitting. I'm not going to quit.
Good for you.
I'm going to win this fight one book at a time, one show at a time, one laugh at a time. We're going to win this fight, Judith.
That's right. You just be your own person.
We're going to be like Bernie, right?
That's right. That's right. Yep. Be a unique person.
Yes.
I know. I always told my boys growing up to dare to be different. And boy, oh boy, they really did.
They were. And now you're kind of like...
why did I say that?
Yeah, you're like, well, there's a... I said different, not troublingly
not poor,
different.
Not poor and not different. Poor.
Yes, different with a job.
Different with a job.
Yeah.
And,
you could be the wacky... They could be the wacky guy at the office, right? The guy who wears a crazy tie with, like, fish on it or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right?
But please have health insurance.
Yeah.
But, no, they didn't take it that way.
So, Judith, what about the Richmond Sun? What's an embarrassing thing you can say about him without naming
names? Oh, gosh. What's embarrassing to say?
That's all right. Look, he doesn't know. It's between you and him. Nobody knows who you are or him. This is a little joke between you guys.
I'm just thinking, ooh, gosh, that's really put me on the spot. I can't think of
anything. Is there a dumb purchase that he made?
No, he doesn't spend money.
So he's cheap, huh?
No.
He's a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Short arms and deep pockets, right?
He doesn't have money, but he works with autistic adults.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
Nice. That's nice. That's very. That's fantastic. That he's.
Well, it is, but
it's okay. It's a noble job, but he's not going to get the money that he might deserve for something like that.
That's right. Right. Exactly.
Well, look, I'm not going to sell him out. I think he sounds all right in my book, Judith.
He's a nice guy.
And you know who's nice? Also, you are.
Oh, thank you.
And you call anytime you want.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime you want.
All right. Well, you take care then.
You too. You have a great evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, that's a nice call, right, Mike? Who's good here? One? They want to talk about comebacks? All right, let's get it started. Let's just get it underway. Best show.
Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jamie, and I have a nice young lady here, but I have no idea who you are. Well, I think she's heard a minute of you.
Okay. Who can I talk?
I present to you Talia.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Talia.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good. What's going on tonight?
Some Bob's Burgers, some pizza. And I don't know what I'm in for. I've just been handed a phone.
Sure. So. Who's your favorite character on Bob's Burgers? Bob?
Oh, jeez.
Is it Linda? You like Linda?
I do like Linda.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
So, who handed you the phone?
Jamie handed me the phone.
Okay. And he didn't tell you what? This is a radio show, first of all. Thank you for doing this. And we're looking to talk to people who don't know the show, like rapid fire style tonight.
Okay.
So
am I on the radio now, or are you recording
right
this?
Now? Right now, you are. Believe. At thebestshow.net.
Okay.
Tons of people are hearing you right now.
Oh, wow.
Where in the country are you, Talia?
Oh, you can't guess?
I can't.
Hmm.
Well, should I be able to guess? It's not like you. It's not like you're. It's not like you got a southern accent.
No.
So let me see if I can guess. Then if you think I should be able to guess.
No, you shouldn't be able to guess. I just wanted you to talk more than me.
Well, if you're watching Bob's Burgers, you're clearly not out in the sticks. You're clearly in a major city. Is that true? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's in the north.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what were you eating? Did you say you had food?
Yeah, I did.
What food did you have, Talia?
Pizza.
Pizza. So pizza. Is it good pizza?
It's really good pizza.
Are there a lot of options for pizza in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah. Abundant.
Are you in New York City?
I am.
See?
Yeah.
See, Mike?
It's pretty good.
I'm like Columbo. I broke it
down.
Can
I ask why you're looking for people who haven't heard the show before?
Just to mix it up a little bit and talk to some different voices. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. I'm
trying to keep it lively. So what do you do? What's going on this summer? Do you have summer plans yet?
No, not yet.
You going to rent a beach house?
That sounds great.
Right?
Not part of my plans.
Jersey Shore? Do you like the Jersey Shore?
I've never been to the
You haven't? Where do you go when you go to the beach?
I like Coney Island. Keep it classic.
It's fun to go to Coney Island because if you've never been mugged in the ocean, that's a good place. Right?
I don't know. I've been going there a long time. I've never been mugged in the ocean.
You get to experience that.
And there's been no accident on the Ferris wheel in like 90 years, in the 90 years it's been running.
What,
so.
the cyclone?
No, the Wonder Wheel.
Oh, that terrifying Ferris wheel. I hate that Ferris wheel. I went on that Ferris wheel with a couple friends of mine, and then one of them started rocking the thing, and I was like, stop. Please,
oh, yeah,
stop.
They have the swinging cart.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
I like...
It can be a little scary.
I like merry-go-rounds. You ever go on a merry-go-round?
Yeah.
So
relaxing. I don't see those a lot these days.
Well, you should go to the Jersey Shore. Go to Seaside Heights. They have an original merry-go-round down there.
All right. I'll have to make
you can ride. It's very relaxing. You just sit on it, and it goes up and down, up and down. Up and down. Very relaxing. Well, Talia, I'm not going to take too much of your net here. I want to thank you for talking to me, even though you don't know what this is, and I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for reaching out to the unknowns here.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. How about that? That was nice. A couple nice calls there, Mike. That's the other thing with these podcasts. You hear some of these podcasts? A, half of these people would be terrified to talk for 5 minutes without a guest. If they had to do it, first of all, any of them had to do it live, they'd have to wear an adult diaper. Half these people, 99% of these people could not do a live show. They couldn't do it. They gotta record it ahead of time and then edit at that stretch out where it didn't make sense, and then clean that up and do this and do that. They punch up. You think it's all the Kiss Alive 2. It's as fake as that. Like it's like a non-live album. Kiss did that album, Alive 2, and then they went in the studio and re-recorded like the whole thing. The audience is the only real thing on it. The people cheering. Of these podcasts, they couldn't handle doing a live show in front of people. I'm out on the tightrope, 3 hours, man. Out on the tightrope. It's like a bleeping, what's that family called, Mike? The stunt family? Permonte brothers? Like the Permonte brothers out on a tightrope. They can't handle the idea of taking calls, talking to a stranger. They can't do it. You can do Chris Gethard. He's got this new podcast. He talks to new people. He talks to people. He doesn't know what's coming. But that's the thing. That's like an angle for him. It's like, hey, I do a show where I talk to people and I know what's coming. Yeah, that's how rare it is with these shows. These chickens. These chickens hiding in their little booth, in their living room, their cheap SM57s. They can't handle it. This is the real deal, man, every week. Best show. Welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Hoagie.
Hoagie?
Holden.
Hi, Hoagie. What's up?
My name is Holden.
Hold on.
I called again.
I can't understand. Can you turn down? Is somebody talking in the back, or is that the show playing?
It is some...
into the Avengers Tower.
Who's talking about Avengers Tower in the background?
I was listening to an audiobook of Avengers Age of Ultron. My name is Holden.
Holden! Welcome to the show, Holden. How are you?
The Holden who's called over and over
yes,
and over and over.
Yes, I'm glad to hear from you again. I missed you. I wondered what was up.
Been a while.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were in timeout.
I was not.
You were not? You ever get sent to take a timeout?
Physically, I forgot.
What's that now?
Physically, I forgot to call. Now, can I turn that back on?
Can you turn it back on? Absolutely not. You're on the show.
Okay.
I'm not looking to hear your Avengers Age of Ultron thing playing in the background.
Okay, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Very good. I appreciate that. Who's your favorite Avenger? Let me see if I can guess.
All of them.
That's what I was going to guess. Who's your least favorite? Hawkeye?
All of them at this point, but particularly Vision right now.
You know what's great about the Avengers is that they're a team. I'm okay, thanks. They're a team, and they're never, ever going to disagree about anything. They're never going to fight or argue with each other. That's my favorite thing about the Avengers, is that they are all on the same page, and nothing will break them apart. Right?
Well, actually something does.
What?
Civil War.
No. They're the Avengers. There's no way they could ever be. They're all friends. There's nothing that could never, ever break them apart. Ever.
Well.
What?
Is there a movie section in the papers?
The papers? No, I don't got no papers around here, Holden.
Hey.
So you said, what? Tell me more about this Civil War that you know about.
It's a movie, but that's not what I'm here to talk about.
Well, I'm asking you about it.
Well, particularly, I actually know... This is even in comic books. It's really important.
It's a movie? It's boring?
No, it's not.
It's not
even coming out yet, I don't think.
Okay, so it's a movie that's not out yet.
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you going to see it when it does come out?
I think it's PG-13.
Oh, that's right. You can't see. You have to wait 6 years. Don't worry, it'll be waiting for you. 6 years from now, you can check it out.
That's right.
Don't worry, there's plenty of movies for you, because you're 7, right?
Yes.
So there's plenty of movies you can watch. For a 7-year-old, plenty of movies.
I'm 6 and a half.
You're 6 and a half, okay. Well, there's plenty of movies for a 6 and a half-year-old to watch. You got plenty of stuff. Right?
Well, yeah, now can we get on my topic?
Sure, we can.
I was planning to talk about...
It's a boss.
Lego Harry Potter.
Lego Harry Potter. Tell me more about this Lego Harry Potter.
It's a video game. I can't see why, but I think they switch out all the heads. And I think they paint them blonde.
Okay.
From the yellow kind?
That's weird, right? It's weird. Harry Potter don't got no blonde hair, right?
Well, it's their face. Particularly the yellow minifigs are now blonde minifigs with the actually skin color.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know? I actually have two of those characters, Professor Quirrell Voldemort and Professor Lockhart.
Yeah.
With the green suit.
Yeah.
And pretty much I think, but I'm not sure. Professor Dumbledore has that design or not. I can't tell.
Look, I didn't see this Harry Potter yet. So please don't spoil it yet.
Okay, but it's a video game.
It's a video game. I didn't see none of those movies, neither, or the book. I heard they have books also.
Yes, they do.
But I don't know my whole alphabet yet, so I didn't read any of them yet.
By the way, I've actually seen one of the PG-13 ones.
What? When did that happen?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? I must have happened over the last 6.5 years.
Well, not really. I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think that was when I was 5 or 4. I'm not sure.
All right. Well,
maybe when...
Look, I'm going to check one of these Harry Potter things out, and we'll talk more about that. Which character should I check out first?
Well, I think Kirby. The easiest one to check out is, well, I think you should start doing all of them.
All of them?
With the first.
I don't have time for that.
Well, how about one each day?
One each day. That's what I'm going to do. One each day. You know what's funny? A lot of people think Girls is finding its legs again, and I don't see it yet. I miss the other seasons of it. I think they're doing all these episodes. They did a Marnie episode this past week, which I didn't see yet. I don't know. How do you feel about that? I was never nuts about the idea of a solo Marnie episode. Any thoughts on that, Holden?
I haven't even seen episode 1, season 1.
Ah, yes. Perfect. I appreciate that. I will talk to you soon, bro.
Okay.
Have a great night. Great night, bro. Can you say that back to me? Say, have a great night, bro.
Have a great night, bro.
Bra. Say bra. Bra, not bro. Bra.
Bra.
Have a great night, bro. Say it back.
Have a great night, bro. The video game's on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night. I'll talk to you later. Good kid. Good kid. Gotta love it. My friends, let me tell you, the best show listener, about... That's right. I'm going to welcome in a new character. Harry, the dancing... No, he's... I'm not going to do that. I want to tell you about Harry's razors. Look, I got this Harry's razor in the mail, this kit. I use the kit. It's nice. It's easy. Get a great shave. Because look, enough with these beards. Seriously. For goodness sake. I went to this LCD sound system. I went to those shows. That's right. I went to both of them. You couldn't get into neither of them. I saw both. About time something went my way. Got something special happen to me. It's just a parade of not feeling special. Look, that's neither here nor there. I go to that show. You'd think it was like a beard convention. And then the people who were clean shaven, they looked nice and clean and handsome. Distance yourself. And I could see. You could see kids are starting to shave. They're starting to shave again. And if they're going to shave, they need Harry's razors. March is the third month of the year. It happens to be Harry's third year as a business. And I've got a special deal to tell you all about to try 3 of their expertly crafted 5-blade German razors, a handle, and shaving cream for just $10. You go to Harry's.com and you use the offer code BESTSHOW. But let me tell you more about this Harry's razor. Amazing quality and low prices. German engineered 5-blade cartridges, close comfortable shaves, no cuts or burns. Quality is guaranteed and a full refund if you are not happy. Factory direct, they cut out the middleman. They own the factory. They ship the stuff right to your door. Keep it clean as your face will be once you start shaving with a Harry's razor. Half the price of the leading brands. How about that, guys? Get in on the action. Stop paying so much for razor blades. $32 for an 8-pack. You get them for half the price over at Harrys.com. Go there now and get the starter kit. $5 off your first order with promo code BESTSHOW. Do not overpay for a great shave. Harrys.com, Harrys.com. Enter offer code BESTSHOW at checkout. So we're talking about comebacks, right? That's what we're going to talk about. There's comebacks. You know, things go away and then things come back. Best Show went away for a while and it came back, but I knew it was coming back. And I pretty much told everybody it was coming back in one form or another. Right, Mike? Yeah. We knew it was coming back. I didn't want everybody to cry, so we're figuring it out. We'll be back. Now we're back. Now I'm not sure if it was the right decision from one standpoint, but in another hand, I know it's the right decision. You know why? Because we came back, found our footing, and now we're just smearing the competition week after week. This show just levels anybody it comes in contact with. So that's right. LCD Sound System. They break up 5 years ago. Do this show at Madison Square Garden. I couldn't get in due to a series of... It was a comedy of errors. I thought I was going to go, and then I couldn't get in. So I thought I missed it, but you know what? I didn't miss it because they came back. They came back last week. They played a show Sunday and a show Monday at Webster Hall, and I got into them. So first of all, anybody who lorded that Madison Square Garden show over me, that show's been invalidated. You saw nothing. All you did was see them in the biggest place possible. So if anything, you saw their worst show ever because you were a mile and a half away. I saw the show where I was super close to the stage, both shows. Sorry. So don't lord that over me anymore. For 5 years, they've been beating me over the head like a club with that. So yeah, this show was awesome. They did all the stuff. They were on fire. They came out with a sense of purpose. Not unlike what we do here each and every week. Sense of purpose. Ready to flatten the competition, if you know what I mean. Mike loves it when I get all fired up. It's your favorite thing, right, Mike? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the shows I saw are now the special shows with LCD Sound System. Madison Square Garden was filmed. You can watch it anytime you want. If you saw it, you saw nothing. And, yeah, I went to the one show, then got into the second show. I want to thank the gang from Working Stiff's podcast from East Village Radio for getting me in. It's Cheap Shots, not Working Stiff's. It's Jay Penry and JJ Green. He's the weatherman on the show. They're both good dudes. They hooked me up big time. Hall of Fame. I'm putting them in the Hall of Fame. Mike, yeah. Mark that down. Who's in the, what did we start with? I'm going to need to make some adjustments now to the, because I don't have a Hall of Fame anymore. Hall of Fame now. Jay Penry, Jay Green go in the Hall of Fame. You got that? And what was the other list I was keeping? Because the hate pit's gone. Planet Toilet. Who was in Planet Toilet? Gary Shandling. I'm going to, let's strike that now.
Gary Shandling is no longer in Planet Toilet. I put him in a month ago, and he passed away a few days ago. No one is currently in Planet Toilet. And let me say this. This guy died. Look, of course he was super funny. I love the Larry Sanders Show more than anything. But he was, like, mean to me on Twitter. I don't care. He's mean to me on Twitter once. Whoop-de-doo. Doesn't mean I'm people writing me. So, how do you feel now that Gary Shandling died? I'm doing a dance over at my house. Of course I'm not. It's sad. Just because I had a bad Twitter exchange with the guy doesn't mean I'm rooting for actual bad things to happen in the real world. Like, he's a super funny guy. Had a bad run with him on Twitter. He was out of bounds on Twitter. So what? It happens. I'm sure there's people who don't like me either out there. You have a bad day, you make a wrong impression, then they don't like you back. So are you happy that... No, I'm real happy. You got me. You figured it out. I'm happy. And then people, I think, does anybody know where Tom is? Yeah, I'm involved in it. Man, real. I tell you, man, you guys make it easy to differentiate the pros from the amateurs when it comes to the laugh game. Keep on keeping on, bros. You're keeping me in business. With every dumb tweet, you keep me employed. Yeah, so I wasn't happy. Of course not. What kind of monster do you think I am? He was a funny guy. Created one of the greatest shows. Larry Sanders. If anything, the one thing I always felt bad about is he seemed like a guy who couldn't compete with the legacy of what that show was. That's a hard thing. You make something so great like that, and then you kind of can't, you're kind of boxed in by your own legacy. That's tricky. That's why, you know what, if you feel it's getting too big, if you feel like the thing's boxing you in, you blow it up. Just blow it up and do something different. If that's what it's going to mean for you to keep making stuff, blow it up. Blow up the thing that feels like jail. You take this right now. If this show starts to feel like jail, man, I'll blow it up. I'll do something different. There's 100 things I could do. But it don't. It feels like wings. I'm flying through the air. But if it feels like jail, blow it up. I blew up the first version of the show. I'll blow this one up just as quick. But yeah, so rest in peace, Gary Shandling. Of course. Jeepers, creepers, man.
So, how do you feel about it?
You ghoul. Yeah, so I go see this LCD sound system. The first show on Sunday was super awesome. Second show was just as awesome. First show, some dude down on the floor, took his shirt off, dancing around. It was all exciting. So he got us into it, took his shirt off. I've never been near that point where that was a question. Like, boy, this music's really moving me. Tom, should I take my shirt off? That has never followed. But for this dude who was totally ripped, looked like one of the Thunder from Down Under guys. Looked like a Chippendales dude was at LCD Sound System show. Then it's a question for him. Should I take my shirt off? I think I'll do it. One point during the first show, I went to the boys' room, which is downstairs. So I'm going downstairs and you hear, this is what it sounds like. LCD sound system. LCD sound system. LCD sound system. Walk into the bathroom.
Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers playing in the bathroom. Guy in the bathroom had his own like little video screen. He's playing Red Hot Chili Peppers videos. It was like, it sounded like, if I had to create it, it probably sounded something like this. Let me see if I can do this. It was like, it would have been like this. It would have sounded like this. Let me see if I can figure this out. Probably be like this. Probably sound like this. So it'd be like that. Playing. 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 Go in the bathroom. California, rest in peace. Weird music choice. Restroom, dude. Then there was some dude in the balcony, some guy, another guy looked like straight off the beach, backwards cap, like lime green, cut off t-shirt. It's like, look, it's still March, dude. It's like, still March. He starts screaming at some woman who's blocking his view. And then he started like aggressively dancing, like punch dancing, like he was going to like punch you and act like he was... It was like a mosh pit for one, done by like some beach dude. He looked like Matsu Flex from, remember that guy from Tool Academy? Matsu Flex? Kind of had a Matsu Flex vibe going. And he would like pull his shirt, another guy pulled his shirt up, aggressively dancing, trying to show his, I didn't realize that was like, workout music. I guess it is. I'm the one who didn't know. So I go down on the floor. I'm watching down on the floor. And it's so much better down there. You can actually see everything. Then, three quarters of the way through the show, this guy who looked like a straight up troll came up to me. And then he just like starts looking at me. And I was like, wait, do I know you or something? Do you know, I don't know what you want from me. And he goes like, he mumbles something and then walks away. Then like you realize this guy is so drunk. This guy is so drunk. And then he comes back 10, 15 minutes later, two beers. Good to see they running a tight ship there, Webster Hall. If you didn't cut this guy off, like a can, like they wouldn't. That means that they would not cut off a can of beer that walked up to the bar to order something. If like literally alcohol ordered something, they would let alcohol order more alcohol. Because this guy was so just hammered beyond belief. Holding two beers in plastic cups, comes up to me, spills one half of one on me as he's making his way back. And then he goes, and I was like, hey, watch it. You got beer all. He goes, this is what he said to me back. And I'm not exaggerating this at all. He said to me, blah, 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 blah. He went, blah, 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 blah. What? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm assuming that in his mind, his brain was saying, look, man, I'm having a lot to drink tonight. I'm out of control. I ordered two more beers. I don't know what I'm doing. I need some help. Please help me. Help me. In front of me. Like that's in his brain. Short path to his mouth. Blah, 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 blah. Then he walks away. After spilling half of one of the beers all over me, then comes back, and then he comes back holding on to the wall now, like clearing a path, because I was like leaning against the wall. Comes back holding on to the wall, and everybody just clears a path for this dude. This guy gripping the wall. And it's like, why would you go to a thing that the whole point of it is to see it? Like, you could do, he could do what he did anywhere. Not at a thing that was, like, hard to get into. But he did. This guy can't remember anything about this. What a mutant. Sad mutant. You poor sad mutant. You missed it. You missed the show, you mutant. There's no way he didn't end up hooked to an IV last night. There's no way he literally wasn't hooked to an IV. What? Where am I? When does the show start? Yeah, it's 7 in the morning, dude. You've been blacked out. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, so they came back, and it was awesome. And then there's people who are like, mine didn't come back. They said they were going away. So they came back. What do you care? If you like it, there's more of it now. If you're mad at it, you didn't like it in the first place. And the only reason you were glad they went away is because you maybe had some, you saw something that somebody else didn't see, like their final show, and then you rubbed it in their face for 5 years. Not saying it's a personal exchange that I was involved in, but... Yes, so now that's taken away from you. Your special thing wasn't there, and then maybe somebody got a special thing handed back when they came back that they can lord over everybody now. Maybe that's it's something like this. But then there's people who come back, and it's not good that they come back. So let's talk about comebacks. Who's like a good comeback? What are comebacks that you're excited about that were good? What are comebacks that were bad? Who's never coming back? Because I can think about music, people who are the Smiths are never coming back, right? That's never happening. All the other, they're all alive. All the Smiths are alive, but they all hate that other dude. They hate the drummer, right? Can you believe the drummer is holding that up? Can you guys talk quieter out there? Can you talk a little quieter out there? Yeah, like the Smith, there's one drummer's holding everything up. Mike Joyce? Is that his name? Can you imagine? Morrissey. You got Morrissey still here. Johnny Marr's still here. Other dude, not sure what his name is. He's still here. The drummer. They all hate him so much. Bounce a drummer. Bounce him. But I think he's got like some legal hold on the band or something. Yeah, so they're never coming back. The Jam are not coming back. Who else is not coming back? Husker Du's not coming back. Who else? Who's still around that's not coming back? Minor Threat are not coming back. Pat said that. Fugazi are probably not coming back. How could that work? Because think about this. Fugazi in the interim, in their departure, if they came back now, they would have to play stadiums. They'd have to play like... To make fans happy, they'd have to play like Barclays Center to meet the demand. So are they going to charge $5 a ticket at Barclays Center? Yeah, Talking Heads ain't happening. There you go. There's another one that's not happening. So comebacks, let's talk about it. Best Show, 201-3-323-484. Best Show, you're on the air. Hello? Did I lose you?
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Adam from Tampa. How's it going?
Adam from Tampa. What's up in Tampa tonight, Adam?
Got an eye exam today.
Okay. How'd that go?
It went well. I need bifocals at 36. But
how many lines did you get through? How many lines before it got a little hazy? And you're guessing.
Like three.
And then you're starting to guess. Is that an F or a P? Right?
Yeah, and then you find out they haven't even put out the chart yet.
Well, it's not that bad. You might need more than bifocals. if you think you saw the... What are you, Mr. Magoo?
Without the glasses, yeah.
So what's up, Chief? What do you got for me?
I got a comeback that happens frequently that I'm never excited about.
What is it?
The McRib.
The McRib. The sandwich, the McRib, which, if I remember, I haven't eaten... I stopped eating meat. I eat fish. But I ain't eaten meat in a long time. The McRib, if I remember, was like a fake rib thing. It was like pressed together, right? It was like they took a hamburger and put sauce all over it and shaped it like it was like a rack of ribs.
Yes, that's it, with like this...
pickle on it. I remember there was a pickle on it.
Yeah, pickles, onions, this weird long Kaiser bun.
So you're excited that how long has the McRib been gone?
Oh, no, I've never been excited about the McRib. It's been gone for like 3 or 4 months now, but it comes back, and you're like, maybe I'll get a McRib because...
Oh, so you don't care.
Oh, no.
Okay, so a McRib, I'm sorry, a McRib's a comeback you're not excited about.
That's right. Now, the Shamrock Shake, on the other hand.
Yeah.
It's, not any better than the McRib because it's probably made with the same stuff.
It probably is a McRib. Right? A cold McRib. It's like liquid McRib. It's less green than a McRib is before they put the sauce all over it.
Yeah, because there's...
cheap barbecue sauce.
Can you even call that barbecue sauce?
No! It's gross.
It's just ketchup with cinnamon in it. Yeah. Like, it's not really...
So you like the Shamrock Shake?
Occasionally.
What's it taste like again? What flavor is that? Mint?
It's got like a mint thing happening.
Okay. What's wrong? You ain't got no friendlies in your neighborhood? You can't do that any time of the year?
The closest friendlies, I think, is in like Orlando. That's like an hour and a half drive. I'm not going all the way there.
You're in Tampa. There's got to be an ice cream place every 40 feet.
Oh, there's plenty of places to get ice cream, of course.
So why would you go to McDonald's for ice cream?
I don't. I'm just saying something's better.
Gotcha.
Keeping it within the McDonald's dome.
All right. So McDonald's, you're saying thumbs down to the McRib comeback, thumbs up to the Shamrock Shake comeback. Thank you so much. All right?
Gotcha.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you? To whom am I speaking?
This is David from Washington, D.C.
David from Washington, D.C. What's going on in Washington, D.C. tonight?
Not a whole lot. We have the cherry blossoms this past weekend. So
they come back.
A lot of people coming into town.
That's right. They're staring at the flowers. Because they go away, they come back, and then they go away just as quickly.
Yeah, they're basically in town for about a few days, and everyone just crowds in the Capitol, and then they're gone in about a day. Mm-hmm. So.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have one for the topic for a comeback I actually don't really want to see.
Who's that, or what's that?
So it's been getting a lot of traction lately, and I'll defend this band until... my grave, but the Smashing Pumpkins come back.
Yeah, they're back. Yeehaw's back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now you get that muscle on the guitar's back, right?
Yeah, James Yeehaw.
They can't play Cherub Rock the same way without Yeehaw laying it down. Get Jimmy Chamberlain laying it down. Yeehaw's back. Corgan in fine form, right?
Right, and they're missing their bassist. That's the
Darcy.
One that's still. Exactly.
Bound out, right? Are you going to go see
right.
him? Are you going to go see him? You're going to go see him, aren't you?
I can't, they're just not. It's
who
not.
Who wants that honey?
The last time.
Is that the rat in a cage asking to get out in a different song when he goes, let me out? In that same song? Is that the same rat?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Butterfly with what's it called? Butterfly wing, something about butterfly.
Which
wing.
One is? Let me out.
Rat in the Cage.
Rat in the Cage is called Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Yeah, Cherub Rock's the other one.
Yeah, so Cherub Rock, he's saying, let me out. Was that the rat from that song singing that? Is the rat going, let me out? And then he's still not let out of the cage, so he's still going, despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
You know, I haven't thought of it that way. I always assumed that
Billy Corgan should write a song called Rat 3, right? Cage yeah. Rat number 3.
Yeah, he can't do that anymore.
Still stuck in this cage. I won't ever, right?
Right.
It's been 22 years and I'm still stuck in this cage.
Well, that's kind of what I just can't buy into is that he's still playing up this, you know, 25-year-old angry guy.
Oh, thing. I don't care. Look, I'm still angry.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Chief?
24.
Yeah, trust me. You'll still be angry.
Uh-huh.
What, do you think you're going to mellow out?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
The guy still got some fight. I got no problem with that dude outside of he's a kook.
But the world needs kooks. I like his music. He seems like a...
He's a nut. And who isn't a nut? More nuts.
That's true.
That's what you need. What do I need? It's more Ted Cruz's walking around? People telling you why you can't be a weirdo? That's what you want? Meanwhile, that guy's as weird as they come. Right?
That's true.
It's Ted Cruz.
That is true.
What a weirdo.
You see how he always plays up this, he does these Simpsons impressions and he does a Jay Leno impression all the time.
He sucks, that guy. He's trying to be cool. He sucks.
He's always trying to
moon him. I hope somebody moons him. Right? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing if somebody just mooned him?
That would be a spectacle.
What if Trump mooned him? Right?
I think I wouldn't buy into Trump, but
you don't think Trump's gonna moon him at the next debate?
You know,
I heard on the Best Show I was challenged to moon Lion Ted Cruz. It's true, so I'm gonna moon him.
Lion Ted. Yeah, no, I'm not doubting anything at this point with these two.
These two. I hope they both become pro. You know what I actually heard is going to happen? And tell me if you heard this too. I heard that Donald Trump is considering announcing for his running mate. No, this is no joke now. This is not the comedic part of the show anymore. He is trying to sort out the ramifications of making his running mate Deadpool. He wants to see, because Ryan Reynolds is a Canadian citizen. So the trick is establishing Deadpool as an American character where it would be written by Americans. So he'd only be like a mouthpiece for Americans. My running mate is Deadpool. He's a good guy. He is. It's true. Right? Doesn't that seem like the part? Tell me you wouldn't vote for Trump Deadpool 2016, right?
I think they're meant for each other. That's
just
true.
Imagine that. Trump Deadpool. And he comes up, he's like, and then he's like cracking wise up there, right? Like in the debate, imagine him in a debate.
Deadpool versus Al Franken. That'd be entertaining.
Sure, a great Al Franken as vice. Look, I've been scared of a lot of things. I'm actually scared the idea he'd be a heartbeat away from the presidency. The guy who played Stuart Smalley is going to be president.
They love him down here, though. People have, like, really grown to love him in D.C. because he's always standing up.
Trump Deadpool is the ticket to go for. Just imagine it. That red costume standing behind Trump up on a podium.
I'm ready for
it. Got the swords, like the crossed samurai swords behind his back. I just saw a picture put up of Trump and Deadpool, and somebody was in the building did it.
In what building?
The building you're in. the JPEG is coming from inside the house. That's like a modern version of a horror movie.
Right.
Have a grand evening. I'm done with you. Best show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Tom?
Yeah.
Yes. I had a comeback.
What do you got?
Not a breakup, but the most exciting comeback was for me, Nick Cave in 2004.
Yeah.
The bad season, it seems to me they kind of, I thought they had just like ran out of juice.
Okay.
In 03, and I thought it's happening with this band. They made a few okay albums, and then that's the boring album, and now it's over. And then Abattoir Blues, Ladder of Orpheus came out, and I hesitated on buying it, and then I went and picked it up, and I was playing it on the way to a Christmas party that year. And I put it on, and I thought, oh, my God, they're back. Like, it was all back, and I just, they're not dead.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't see that as more of a return to form? That's more of a return to form than a comeback. They didn't break up.
Well, they didn't break up, but I just thought they had withered.
Yeah.
And then they came back full force, and then I saw them. I went to D.C. 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I saw them, and it was astounding.
Where was the show?
At Constitution Hall.
Okay. Where were your tickets? Do you remember?
I was at kind of at the back of the main floor.
Okay.
And apparently Nick was kind of frustrated because it was all fixed permanent seats, and he couldn't wander around in the crowd like he liked to do during that tour.
Sure.
But he overcame it.
Okay.
But also for reunions, I would say, make my final stand. That's why they call me Bad Company. And I can't
deny. Happens to the best of them. Best show. Hello.
Hey, this is Harmony here. How are you tonight?
Wait, what is this now?
Hey, this is Aaron in Minneapolis here. How are you tonight?
Hi, Aaron. I am good.
Here's the deal, Tom. I am disabled. I can't talk. I have a breathing device in my neck, blocking my vocal cords, so the system will have to do.
Okay.
Just time to respond. Be patient with me, and we will have a good talk.
Sure.
I promise.
Okay. I will be patient. Just tell me this, Aaron, and be honest. This is you're telling me the truth, yes? This is not a comedy routine. Because we get a lot of pranks calling. That's all I'm asking, but I would love to have a conversation with you if you're being serious with me.
Just say go ahead when you are done talking so I know when to trigger the software.
Okay. Did you hear my question? Go ahead.
Yes, I am the real deal.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I appreciate you clarifying that. Go ahead.
Yes, I am the real deal. Dave Hill actually hung up on me last night thinking I was goofing on him, but he got the memo that I was disabled.
Okay, that's fine. You just have to realize, and I hope you appreciate, we do get a fair amount of people calling trying to do comedy routines on the show, so I just wanted to be able to differentiate you from somebody who's doing something like that. Go ahead.
The nice thing about the software I use is you can pre-program phrases for impatient radio hosts. I have been calling WFMU talk shows a lot. Some people get that I am disabled. Some don't. but the listeners think I am great, so I call often.
Well, I appreciate you calling this show. Do you hear what the, do you know what the topic is? Go ahead.
Here is a comeback. I am just perplexed about the Rolling Stones. How the hell are they still alive, let alone touring? Did they ever go away, even? Where was their period where they were in rehab or fighting with each other? I ask you.
I have no idea why anybody would want to see the Rolling Stones live, and they never did even go away to come back. Everything they've done, they seem to just check out for a little bit, but then they kind of just show up again. But they've never broken up or packed it in. It's always been an act of concern. And I look, maybe they probably should have packed it in at this point 20 years ago. Go ahead.
So here's a question. Since this is the first time listening to the revamped best show, are we allowed to swear on here?
No, you're not allowed to swear. Go ahead.
So ask me questions. I will answer just about anything.
Questions about what? Go ahead. What do you want to talk about? Go ahead. Are you still there? Go ahead. I think I lost you. Was it Aaron? Aaron, I think I lost you. Oh, there you are.
Sorry, yes.
Well, good. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't get disconnected on your end. Go ahead.
My software crapped out on me.
It happens. Go ahead.
So ask me questions. I will answer just about anything.
Are you using Dynavox software? Somebody on Twitter wants to know if you're using a Dynavox. Go ahead.
No, they suck.
No? What software are you using? Go ahead.
It's an app called Speakit.
Why would you want to swear on the show? Is that such a, you want to swear with your device? Is that something you're looking to get your jollies with? Aaron, go ahead.
I can't do it on FMU.
No, you can't do it on WFMU, and you can't do it here. I'm trying to run a clean show, Aaron. There's so many places where people can curse, and I like the fact that we've continued the standard of this show being generally broadcast friendly. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it.
Is there anything else you want to say? I would appreciate it if you called, if you kept listening and calling, because I would like to keep talking to you. I think I do appreciate your circumstance, and I would like you to be a part of the show. If that was something you're into, maybe you hate the new show. I don't know. It's taking you this long to finally listen and call back. We've been here a year and a half. Go ahead. Route. What?
You didn't go the Howard Stern route.
I'm being Howard Stern rude. Go ahead. What took you so long to listen? Go ahead. You there, Aaron? Go ahead.
I have another podcast taping to listen to on Tuesdays.
Another podcast on Tuesdays. Well, it's nice to be just at the bottom of your list, Aaron. Go ahead.
Your second fiddle, Tom, yes. It's all about you.
That hurt my feelings, Aaron. Second fiddle. What's your favorite show, Aaron? I can't wait to hear the answer to this. Go ahead.
Deal with it.
Oh, I'm dealing with it. Go ahead. We're waiting. Go ahead.
Like this, Tom, it's a theme park podcast.
A theme park podcast? What podcast is a theme park podcast? I want to know more about this. Go ahead.
Roller coaster fanboys are interesting.
Ace, American coaster enthusiasts, go ahead. AP Mike is an American coaster enthusiast, go ahead.
That's right. Did you just learn to Google?
Mike is not allowed on the Cyclone anymore. Because of what he calls an incident. Go ahead.
Did he drop his pants at the top of the first hill?
Did he drop his pants? Look, this is a tricky thing for me to say, Aaron. You're saying not nice things through your voice software, which makes me want to hear more of it and less of it at the same time. I'm very confused. Go ahead.
You know, Stephen Hawking doesn't do this sort of material.
Well, Aaron, all the other lines are still lit up. I know this isn't as impressive as your roller coaster podcast that apparently you carve your out a whole block of listening time on Tuesday nights for, but I'm going to say this. Thank you for calling, and please continue to call the show. I would like to hear more from you. Go ahead.
Hey, I listen to 7 second delay. Andy hates me.
That's your problem. Go ahead.
Tom, hey, it's been a pleasure. I heard the show for years and just now called in, so thank you. Have a good night.
You too, Aaron. You take care of yourself, and I hope to talk to you very soon. Good night. Go ahead.
Well, do. Good night and stick it in your ear.
Oh, man. That dude's rough. Stick it in your ear. This is unbelievable. Yeah, a lot of dude. I was going to bad company that dude, and I backed off. I backed off at the last second. I should have bad companied him minutes ago. Stick it in your ear. Yeah, you might want to reboot your software there, bro. Reboot it. You might want to defrag that system. A little too long with a little too many lapses in there, bruh. Tighten it up. But that was nice. I do like that call. Best show.
Hey, this is Kim calling from Bloomington.
Bloomington, Indiana?
Yes.
Home of, you can say it, white t-shirt with cigarettes in the sleeve.
What?
He wears a white t-shirt with cigarettes stuck under the, like on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Blue jeans.
Oh, yeah, that's typical Bloomington.
It's John Mellencamp.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you proud to call him a fellow Indianan?
I am. You can, if you go to the lake, Lake Monroe, you drive past, well, I think it's his house. Everyone says it's his house. There's like a gate. That's kind of creepy, though, now that I think about it.
Now, can you ride the snake to the lake? Is that still work there in Indiana?
I don't know about any of that. Sorry, I'm really nervous.
Kim, relax. I'm going to tell you, take it easy. I'm not going to hang up on you. We're going to just talk. Take a deep breath and relax. There you go.
I had some coffee late.
But you got to time that stuff right. I'm bad with that. I drink coffee way too late some nights.
I'm trying to switch to more half-calf or decaf, but it's just not the same.
No, of course it's not. It's
really not.
Coffee's awesome.
It is. I used to drink like 32 ounces a day, and now I'm more like 16, which is a normal person amount, I think.
Well, that's good. It's good to find a little bit of little bit of balance with it, but
yeah.
But you still gotta pound that stuff. It's still good. Not going to get me to stop, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I live right by a coffee shop, so.
So. Ain't no stopping it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the show. I love Best Show Gems. I love when you have ladies' night or kids' night. I just think it's great.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. Tonight we're talking to people who. Who were just having people who don't know the show call in, have like people who know the show stick the phone in front of somebody else in their house who doesn't know the show.
Oh, well, that would be, my partner knows the show better than me, so if he were to call, then.
Okay, well, I just want to talk to you, Kim. I'm not interested in your partner. So what's going on? Do you have anything about the topic that made you call? Anything about comebacks?
Yeah, I had something about comebacks. Earlier this week, we have this group in town that does plays that we write, and just a bunch of friends act them out.
Okay.
The bar. And at the bar, like, it's still a public space, so other people can come in. But there was this really drunk dude who came in, and he was sitting with us, and he was just yelling at the rehearsal. And I had a migraine, and I asked him if he could just stop yelling. It was like me trying to politely shut him up just a little so we could keep rehearsing.
Sure.
And he was like, well, I'm not in control of your migraine. And I was like, yes, I know you're not, but if you could lower your voice, that would be great.
That's all you were asking for?
Yeah. And then he was like, fine, I'll just totally be silent.
Oh, and what a baby.
Yeah, he was a baby, and then he called me a really bad name that I don't think I can say on the air, but it starts with a C.
How do people get worked up that quickly to act like that? How does that happen that quickly? You're going to just detonate a situation?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I can be kind of reactive, but not quite like that. But I said excuse me, and I stood up so fast I knocked over a glass.
Like when you were trying to make your point.
Yeah.
And then did it undercut the moment?
It kind of undercut the moment. Yeah. I did ask if the guy could leave. Like, I asked the bartender to ask him to leave, and the bartender was really awesome. It was like, yeah, and asked the guy to go. But it just ended up being really dramatic, and it wasn't much of a comeback because I knocked over the glass.
You kind of lost the moment like that. You think it's like your triumphant speech you're about to make, and then suddenly it's like, oh, can I get some napkins? Because I just spilled my drink, and then I'm going to make a speech right after we mop up everything that's all over the table.
Yeah, and it disrupted practice, so I was upset, and everyone stopped to see what was going on. I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, the glass breaking seemed worse, and it wasn't like a good comeback. And I was thinking about it, and whenever I try to have good comebacks, it usually doesn't work. Like, I do something kind of clumsy, or if I try to be sassy, it just doesn't work.
I think you're doing all right.
Thank you, Tom. I'm sure you have a lot of other callers, so
you call anytime you want, Kim.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you.
Same here. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I missed it. She said bye too quickly. I didn't get the hang up on her. So, yeah, we're going to do a segment called Who Sucks in Podcasting? Episode 1, Kevin Smith. I listened to a few episodes of his show, Fat Man on Batman. It's him basically talking about Batman. And it's terrible. I say this. He's strangely likable. I always like the guy on some weird level, because he just cares about stuff. I'll give him that. He's enthusiastic. He's a fan of stuff, and he cares, and that's what that is. Good for him. I'd rather somebody care and be excited about things than just say everything sucks and they're cynical. But I'm telling you, I like stuff, plenty of stuff. What I don't like is this show. Why? It's so boring. So boring. He interviewed Brandon Routh, who is Superman in one of the Superman movies. You know, they have those Superman movies and they're always boring, and they're like boring in different ways. This is the boring one after the boring Christopher Reeve ones, but before the new boring ones. So he was the, when they had Lex Luthor as the boring villain, not Gene Hackman as the boring villain, but between Jesse Eisenberg and Gene Hackman as the boring villain, they had Kevin Spacey as the boring villain. So he interviewed that guy. I am not kidding you. The guy was sitting across from him for the first 20 minutes of the interview. He did not get a word in edgewise, because Kevin Smith told him about him more. I'm not exaggerating. 20 straight minutes. Yeah, you know, man, you got your... You're Superman and S, and you just, you effing, were so great on this effing show now, Legends. You're so effing awesome on it, and S, and I mean, it's effing unbelievable, man, the way you bring, like, effing humor to the role in S, and it's really, and this guy's like, you hear him breathing, like, he would just keep adding and adding. This guy could not get a word. This is a guest. So look, once again, best show rules. Our worst moment's better, 10 times better than your best moment. Who sucks? Episode 1. Fat Man on Batman sucks. Do it every week till I name every show. Best show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alex from Orange County.
Alex from Orange County, California?
Yeah.
I love it. An old-fashioned Orange County Law and Order type. Right? Reagan. Right? Stomp those hippies. What's up?
Nothing. My friend told me to call in. I have no idea what show this is. I have no idea what's going on.
All right. Well, Alex, first of all, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's a show called The Best Show. And we it live every Tuesday night. My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's episode.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. We talk about all sorts of different things on the show. It's a fun call-in show with light, and so we talk about all different things. What's going on tonight in your neck of the woods?
Nothing much, just a quiet night in Orange County suburbia.
You sitting back, kicking it?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Smoking a bowl, right? A little bit of God's green herb, maybe, right?
No.
Right?
It's spring break, but none of that's going on.
A little bit of the old, right? You can tell me. Nobody knows who you are. You're anonymous here. Right? Doing a little bit of the old. No?
No, none of that.
Clean living. Tell me, Alex, what's your favorite website?
My favorite website.
Yes. Is it Reddit?
No.
What do you like?
Let's see.
Breitbart.
No, my favorite website's probably Twitter.
Twitter, yes. What is your hand? Do you want to give your handle out on Twitter?
I'm good. I don't think I'll give that out.
All right, fair enough. Do you have a lot of followers? You can tell me, though. How many people?
No, I just use it to follow people I find interesting, you know?
Yeah. How many followers do you have, though?
I've got a handful, maybe 20.
20? Yeah.
Just some friends.
Look, bro, I got 100 grand. I'm 100 grand strong. I'll follow you.
Dang.
I'd be proud to follow you.
Dang.
Yeah, I earned it. Every one of them I earned. And by earned,
crazy.
I mean bought. A lot of eggs on my follower thing. A lot of eggs.
Huh.
A lot of eggs that have tweeted once. Do you have your own picture up, or do you just have the egg up still?
It's just the egg. I don't touch it at all.
All right, you
I have
got
one
the egg.
Tweet total.
Just the egg. You're riding that egg. Do you tweet or
yep.
you just read tweets?
I just read tweets.
It's good. I know a few people who do that. They just read them. They don't
yep.
tweet. What do you got planned? Are you in school? I'm not looking to press you here. Are you a college student? Are you a retiree? I don't know where you are on the spectrum.
Well, I'm a college student. So.
College student, yes. Yeah. So what are you doing for spring break? Just sitting by. This
spring
is
break.
Spring break now?
Yeah, I'm on spring break now.
And what are you in school for, Alex?
Biology.
Nice.
Yep.
You like rock music?
Yeah, I love me some rock.
Who's your favorite rock star?
My favorite rock star?
Yeah. Coldplay? You like Coldplay?
Bing. I wouldn't call Coldplay rock.
Oh, I'm with you on that. It was a trick question. Who's your favorite rock star then? Who do you like? Who do you like to listen to when you need to get pumped up?
And I need to get pumped up.
Yeah. What do you listen to? Queen?
Nah, The Doors.
The Doors. What's your favorite Doors song? Keep your eyes on the road, your hands upon the wheel. Is that it?
No. I'm a Light My Fire kind of guy.
You like Light My Fire? Early.
Yeah.
Early Doors. What's a current band that you like?
current band that I like?
Yeah. Blink-182. Who do you like?
Kind of digging 21 Pilots.
Ah. The guy with the paints his arm all the way up to the neck.
They tape themselves up.
Yeah. Making a statement.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it's cool.
It's cool. I'm with you on that. It's pretty cool. I like that one song they have. Where they're riding tricycles. You know the one where they're riding tricycles in the video? Or bicycles,
doing? The one with the sweet bass line.
Yeah. How's that bass line go? Give me a little bit of that, Alex.
I don't think I'll be able to do that.
Does it go boom, boo-doo-doom, boo-doo-doom, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-boom, boo-doo-doom, boo-doo-doom? Is that the bass line?
No, that's not the bass line. You're thinking of the wrong song, my friend.
Does it go boom, 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 boom? You know that bass line?
No, that sounds like a Seinfeld hook.
Wait, the guy from 21 Pilots is on Seinfeld? Which one is he, George? No, you're putting me on. Look, Alex, you seem like a sweet kid. Before this starts getting weird, I'm going to thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
You have a great night, buddy. Best show.
Hey, this is Seth in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Seth, did you see Batman versus Superman?
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I don't think I really want to.
Get ready. Spoiler alert. It sucks. It's a spoiler alert.
I've heard it's not very good.
The movie is a spoiler of your day. Now, this is what I'll say about this movie, this Batman versus Superman. I saw it. Opening day. God knows why. God knows why, but I was there, 11 a.m. I almost fell asleep during this thing. There's a point during this movie. First 90 minutes is maybe the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. So boring. I started I kid you not. I was staring at an M&M wrapper on the floor to wake up. I swear to you. I was getting woozy. So to make sure I would stay awake, I would shift my gaze downward to a candy wrapper. And look at that. Which was more dynamic than what was often on the screen. I would look at this peanut M&M wrapper. I can see it now in my mind. It's like a dude in prison just staring at like a crack in the ceiling. I kept looking down at that candy wrapper to try to stay awake. Then fighting starts. And then it was fun to watch the fighting for the final hour. I like the fighting. When Batman finally fights Superman, look out. Who do you think won? Just guess. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. Who do you think won?
I think Batman would win.
Why do you think Batman would win?
Because he's smarter.
Well, Batman's not smarter than Superman. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Superman is like, you know, somebody, it's impressive when somebody's like a multilingual and can do that, right? Superman's multi-planetary. He's not even from Earth. But he adapts good enough to get a job in an office that people can't even tell the difference. That he's from a different planet. So you think Batman's actually smarter than Superman?
Well, he makes all the stuff, right?
Yeah, he makes the stuff. Superman don't have to make it. He is it. He doesn't have to make a gun. His eyes are a gun.
Does Batman use guns in the movie?
Yeah, of course he does. He uses everything. He's trying to get his way out of this thing. He's trying to beat Superman. So you think Batman beats Superman? Very interesting. Very interesting. When I saw it and Wonder Woman showed up, people in the theater cheered. They were like, yeah! And you know what? I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. Wonder Woman's here. Good.
finally liven this thing up. Here comes Wonder Woman. But everybody's costume is so drab. It's like, why isn't it like, Superman was like blue and red, right? And Wonder Woman's costume had all this red on it. But it's like, in the movie, it's like gray. It's really weird how grimy they make everything look. Why? Nothing?
I don't know.
So what did you want to talk about? I know I submarined you a little bit here. What did you want to talk about?
I listened to the Half Hour of Power last week, and
where we talked about Slaw Dog, because Jason, the AKA Dudio, the dude who built the studio, his mom revealed a couple weeks ago that his nickname was Slaw Dog as a kid. So we spent a half hour trying to guess where the origin of the nickname Slaw Dog. We got the slaw part down. Now we just got to get the dog part. I think it might be something to do with Snoop Dogg, too, like Slaw Dogg, Snoop Dogg. Is that right? He ran, so that means that's a yes. I think I guessed it. Did they call him, like, Slaw Doggy Dog, right? Is there any truth to that, you think? No?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it could be. All right. Goodbye. Best show.
Hey,
who's this?
This is Tony from Chattanooga.
Tony, what's up? Did you see Batman versus Superman?
I did. Endured it might be a better word than
did
saw.
You thrill to it? What was your favorite part?
When it ended.
When Batman fought Superman? I stayed in the theater. First of all, I stayed there like adult until the end, like waiting for some final footage at the end.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm like, why would I want more of this thing? Like, why?
Exactly.
Why? What am I looking for, an extra 30 seconds of a thing I couldn't wait to end?
Mm-hmm.
But I stood there. And then an usher finally came in. He's like, there is no extra footage at the end of the movie. There's no extra footage. It's just credits. So you know what I did?
What?
I stayed there. For some reason, I thought he was stupid and he had to be wrong. I was like, you know what it came down to? Look, I just watched 2.5 hours of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I miss 30 seconds of it, like I just want to see all of it. And I want to be able to say I saw all of it.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going back anytime soon.
Well, you know, there's supposed to be like a 3.5 hour director's cut.
Yeah, well, let me know how that is. Because
I will not be watching it.
You'll watch it. You loved it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Nah, you loved it. You said it got 5. You gave it 5 stars. You only changed your tune because you heard me down talking. You can be honest. Be yourself. Be yourself.
No, I honestly hated it. I've kind of been ranting about it all weekend. It kind of bummed me out, to be honest.
Look, this is what I'll say about it. The first 90 minutes was super boring. Right?
Yep. Right.
Then they start fighting. Nothing happened. Then they start fighting. I'm like, okay, at least there's something to look at here. I'll watch them fight.
Yeah.
Then it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, it had 6 false endings where you're waiting for,
the movie's over. This is like Lord of the Rings where it keeps ending and then ending and then ending.
Well, you'll have to tell me about that. Lord of the Rings. I saw that first Lord of the Rings movie. That was the worst thing I ever saw in my life. Then
really?
People were like, no, you got to see the second one. It's so much better. I go watch it. It's 4.5 hours of watching an elf get walked around a park, you know, on like a walking tree or whatever it was, right? Like the two elves got in a tree that was like walking around, like took them on a tour of a park or something. I don't even know what I was looking at. I'm like, I'm never seeing the rest of this thing. Like, how could
that
be?
All of it, but,
No, it's better. It's better. The second Lord of the Rings movie's better. And then I go see it. I am the tree, and I'm going to walk you around the park and show you the park. Get on me, elf. Elves, I will walk you around the park.
And then they walk.
And then they walked around the park.
Yeah.
This is what, but yeah, the final hour was fine, right? In terms of just watching people fight in a strange.
I didn't even think that was fine because the fight was so boring. Now, the fight, so, like,
this, yeah, look, it's video games now. They don't film anything so you can see the action anymore. It's yanking all over the place. I can't even get, can't even hold my focus on it.
Well, and their only, like, creative way of making it possible for Batman to fight Superman was to bring Superman, to take his powers away, to bring him down to Batman's level so that they just punch each other a couple times.
Well, look, if Superman hauled off and punched Batman, he'd knock his head off his shoulders.
Well, true, but that's why it's a dumb idea to begin with.
Yeah, but it's just putting, this is why I'll say it, and I said it before. Thank God the Avengers don't have this problem. They're never going to argue. They don't argue. They don't fight. They're never going to not get along, and that's why I love the Avengers. There's no, they're not breaking that team up or splitting in half ever.
Well, my big complaint with these movies about superheroes fighting each other is, you know, could they maybe fight a bad guy? I'd be into that.
That's why I'm ready for Suicide Squad.
Where they're all bad guys.
Where they're all bad guys.
Yeah. It's true.
Right?
Who do you root for there?
You root
the bad
for
guy or the bad guy.
An entertaining romp is what you root for.
Yep.
Right?
And exactly.
I root for Margot Robbie. Who plays... What's she play again?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. And she's dressed like one of the warriors or something.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I'll see that. Look, I know I have a friend of mine who took his infant to see the Warriors.
Yeah.
He thought it was a grand idea. I told him, I warned him.
I think the Warriors might be more appropriate for an infant than Superman v. Batman.
Now his kid is walking around, no joke, walking around, mm-hmm. clinking bottles on her fingers. Her kid has, the first words out of this kid's mouth was, Warriors, come out and play.
First words.
All right. Picked up
it
three baby bottles.
Scene.
This kid picked up three baby bottles, stuck them on her fingers, started clinking them together, and then went, Warriors, come out and play. And then went, like.
More than once or just the one time?
Yeah, look, also with Superman and Batman, where'd everybody go? When they finally start fighting, where is everybody? They're really
very vacant because they just drop into
a city.
Empty CGI plane.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow everyone got out. Everyone got out for the big fight. Did people cheer in the theater when Wonder Woman showed up when you saw it?
I had a friend who hated the whole movie, but she got excited for that one moment.
Yeah, because it was something different.
Because it was the only time, do you notice that's the only scene in the entire movie where someone cracks a smile? Wonder Woman is the only smile in the entire movie.
It's very grim. Very grim movie.
A lot of staring vacantly.
Yeah. It's a movie where it gets to the point where the only laugh, there were like two laughs in the whole movie. One where Superman swears.
Yeah.
Right? Superman drops the S-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody there goes, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, it was a bit of a laugh.
And then there was like one Lawrence Fishburne line where he said one thing, and just like, I'm tired of these superheroes. And everybody, whoa, ho, ho, ho.
I had a friend who laughed at the piss scene, but I thought that was in poor taste myself.
I was offended by that also with Holly Hunter going, you might try to tell me that my granny's, whatever she was saying. And then Jesse Eisenberg,
you finally see Holly Hunter in a movie after all these years.
Holly Hunter's been out of movies for 11 years. Yeah. She's back. Batman versus Superman. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the... Yeah. And then that Jesse Eisenberg. What was that? What was that all about? Whose idea was that?
It's like they underwrote Batman and Superman, but they overwrote Lex. He's like a different character in every scene.
Yeah, it's like he was getting paid by the word in that thing.
Yes, exactly.
He was like, I'm going to keep just playing it like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
that's what he
much.
Did. He played it like Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send, we'll go and tell Lisa she can come in, please. This Mark, it was like, it was the worst, it was like, And look, I like Superman just fine. I know everybody hates Superman, right?
Yeah, well, I like him.
Look, that Superman movie was so boring. The first one. But it was better than this one.
Yeah, it was. It had its problems, but, I mean, it was nowhere near as bad.
Because the first one, at least the one Man of Steel had, Scott Shannon was the villain in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Scott Shannon played a pretty good villain.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah.
At present.
And, oh, Michael Shannon. Scott Shannon's Michael from Shannon, Z100. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm being told I had the name wrong.
I knew the Shannon was right. I wasn't sure.
I met Michael Shannon once. You know what he said to me?
What?
Hey. And then he said he had a weirdly soft handshake. And then somebody said, yeah, this is the guy who does that thing. He's what? Oh, the Rule, Rock, Rot thing? Like, it's like,
yep.
But he knew Rock, Rot, and Rule. I'll take it. Guy wears Jesus cool. Lizard shirts cool. In interviews. It's all right in my book. All right, look. How much would it cost for me to? How much would it cost for me to get you back in a screening of Batman versus Superman?
How much would it cost?
Yeah.
Eesh, 40, I don't know. It was pretty rough.
$40.
$40.
Don't worry about the mic. She's gonna watch.
Maybe 50.
50.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 50's good. No, you're a spectator. That's okay, right?
Yeah. I might gain something more to say about it, though I've said a lot about it in the past couple days.
So you're so mad about it. But all these people going after Ben Affleck, like, it's so funny, what a loser. It's like, yeah, I could go for a little bit of that losing. In my life.
Well, it's not even just anger, but just like, it got me thinking about what I like about Batman and Superman when they're done correctly, and trying to sort of talk about how I would prefer.
Well, this is the other
thing. What kind of story?
Those three Batman movies that Christopher Nolan made are garbage. Also,
they weren't great. They're not my favorite. No,
but everybody, what's that? Are you supposed to worship those things? Try watching that third one. The third one, it's like being trapped in a waking nightmare.
I remember coming out of it feeling very overwhelmed.
And you can't even make sense of the third one. I'm blowing up bridges and people can't get off the island. But now the police are trapped in the tunnels. And now the other stuff is going on in the football game. And nobody knows what's going on. But then Batman is trapped in a hole for 4 hours. It's so stupid. That's what the guy, that's the gold standard brought you, that movie.
Yes.
You know a movie I watched the other day? The what? Intern.
I didn't see that one. I know what it is, but I didn't see it.
Quentin Tarantino was saying it was such a great movie, right?
His picks are always really weird.
Well, I'll say this. I liked watching it. Like watching a whole lot more than any of these Batman movies.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what the thing about it is? It's a crazy movie because it's Robert De Niro plays this, like, old-timer who goes and gets a senior intern job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Anne Hathaway is his boss. And first of all these people hate Anne Hathaway. Just zip it. Anne Hathaway's awesome.
I'm cool with Anne Hathaway. I'm kind of sick of late period Robert De Niro. Like all these Robert De Niro comedies.
Well, watch The Intern. You'll like him again. He was pretty good in it.
All right.
Yeah. This movie, The Intern, it's positioned as if it's like it's a horror. It's like a horror movie without the horror. Like the horror never shows up because it's like this old time guy ingratiates himself into her life, and then he gets closer. Then he's in her house. Then he's playing with her kid. Then he's friends with the husband. But then he, like, never flips out. Like, in every other movie, he'd get, like, weird.
Yeah, like, if you change the music.
Yeah. Oh, there's a trailer waiting to be recut for The Intern, making it a horror movie with this.
I can see that.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, this movie, he just plays. The horror never shows up. Suddenly he's in the house, like who's... Oh, the daughter wants to go on a thing in the park, and then they can't go. And he's like, I'll take her to the park. And then nothing bad happens.
It's like a one-hour photo without the third act.
Exactly. If one-hour photo, he was never a creep in it.
Yeah.
It would just be a kindly guy running a photo booth.
It's like the guy from One Hour Photo wrote the movie.
I'm telling you, this movie, The Intern, I enjoyed watching it. It was nice.
All right.
Robert De Niro's in it. He's good. Two-thirds of the workaholics are in this thing.
Yeah, I thought they were in that.
It's a weird choice. Anne Hathaway's husband is one of the workaholics.
Huh. That's a bizarre,
it's crazy. Weird world we're in. The workaholics are going to be winning Oscars before we know it. And all this Anne Hathaway noise, zip it.
No, that's fair.
Right?
I thought she was one of the few interesting parts of that last Batman movie.
Well, that's for sure. She certainly, at least you can understand what she was saying.
Yes,
the only part I liked about it, she just said she didn't talk like this or talk like this. Like, how do you make a movie and then you just sign off on that? It's like, the hero talks like this. It's like that guy who came up to me at the LCD sound system show went, I swear, it was the weirdest thing. He came out, he looked at me, he's holding two beers, spilled half of one all over my pants. And then I was like, hey, watch it. He went,
Did he look like a Batman fan?
He looked like a chud.
Looked like a chud.
I thought it was a chud. I was like, maybe that's the only way to get into this show. From underground, right?
He drilled a hole in.
Yeah, he figured out the loophole. All right, bro. Thanks for the call. See you at part. When's part two come out of this Batman Superman thing?
It's actually like they're already filming, so next year.
But you know what the crazy thing? You'll see it.
I'm not sure.
No, you'll be back. You know you'll be back. Because you know why? Somebody will say it's better than the first one, and you'll go back.
How could it be worse?
You'll still go back. They got you. They're not worried about your dollars. They got you. You'll be back. If they told you right now, you could see it 3 months early, and you pay $30, you'd pay it.
I don't know.
You'd pay it. You're too invested in it. The opposite of love is not hate, my friend. It is indifference. And you are most certainly not indifferent to this franchise.
You have a good point. You were right about that.
You have a great night. Batman versus Superman. There were families dressed up. It was kind of exciting to see families dressed like six people dressed all in Superman stuff. But then it's like, you're bringing these kids into the bleakest thing I've ever seen in my life. Take him to see The Intern. That's what the whole family should have been seeing. The Intern. Right? Sit everybody down. See The Intern. Robert De Niro. Anne Hathaway. Two-thirds of the workaholics. I wonder if that other workaholic was so bummed out when he gets the call that the other workaholic is in it. He's like, what am I doing wrong? What did I do so wrong? Then they're like, hey, you're in dope. And he's like, okay, that's true. Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Ken in Brooklyn.
Ken in Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you calling from, Ken?
Kevin, I'm in Bushwick.
Great. So what's going on in Bushwick tonight, Ken?
Well, I actually just found out there's a massive fire happening two blocks away from us while I was on hold.
Well, be safe.
If you hear any noise in the background, that's what that is.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, you should be safe. Be safe.
It's about 3 or 4 blocks away, but okay. Apparently it's pretty bad. Okay. But I did have a call for the topic, if we're still doing that.
Yes, we are. What do you have?
So it's a little outdated, but I thought that the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication from 1999 was a comeback that propelled them back into the limelight.
Now, see, these are returns to... No, a comeback is when you actually break up, and then, because that's what we're talking. You're talking about a return to form. So, look, you didn't like that one album. Then they did an album. How could you tell the difference, really? How can you honestly say, this Red Hot Chili Peppers album sucks, this one's great? Really? I'm not even being judgy with this. I'm talking about this from a scientific standpoint. You really can tell the difference between one?
That's
taking a bite of a sandwich. One thing's got black mold on it. The other one's got green mold on it.
I guess this one just stuck out in my mind because of how much it really kind of pushed them into a new sort of blander Red Hot Chili Peppers sound for the next, like, 15 years, and we were all so...
Was that song on it, Danny California?
That was a later one, and I think...
California, rest in peace. Man, those dudes are certainly fascinated by California.
I think this is where it all kicked off. It was their recipe for success with Californication.
That's true. Well, look, bro, you have a great night. Be safe. Watch out for the fire.
Thanks, Tom.
Best show.
It's Carlo from Silver Spring.
Carlo or Carlos?
Carlo.
Carlo from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
What's up tonight?
This is my first time calling. Been listening to you for about 8 years.
Welcome.
Yes. I got turned on to the show. I got out of the military and moved to New York City.
What branch of the services were you in, Carlo?
I was in the Marine Corps.
Really?
Yes.
That's like tough. You're like a tough guy.
Semper Fidelis.
Really? You're not just like some... Because anybody could call and say that, you know.
No, I promise. Actually, I met you and John Worster once on the street in near the Village. I came up to you. Hey, guys, you guys are like got out of doing a show, and I introduced myself.
Oh, I do remember this, 6 years ago. Okay. I actually do remember this.
Yeah, you guys were by your car. It was, I just came up. Anyway.
You're really a Marine? Yeah. I don't picture there being a whole lot of Marines listening to this show.
No, I swear I'm a Marine. Yeah,
what's one way you can prove that you're a Marine?
Chesty Polar, Tun Tavern. What do you want to know?
All right, I don't know what that is, but it sounds very confident, and I'm going to just trust that it's something. Now, let me just ask you something about this, Carlo. And tell me, is this offensive to you or not? AP Mike bought a uniform online, and he often wears it to parades.
Oh.
And I know they call this stolen valor or something like that.
Yes.
He will often take money from people. He will speak. And he'll yell at other Marines. Like he'll dress them down. Because he put the highest ranking on his thing.
Oh, my God.
On the uniform he bought.
This is terrible.
I was with him once, and then there was a Marine, and he made the guy drop and give him 20. Because Mike said, I'm a general.
Actually, you know, this is a federal crime.
What?
It's a federal crime.
So I could arrest Mike? Do I get a bounty if I bring him in?
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing the uniform now. He's wearing it now.
This is awful.
I saw him once talk to a Marine and he took the guy's money out of his wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm making all this up. I'm making this all. Mike's not. He's a civilian just like me.
So when I first moved to New York, I was working at a background check. Like it was like a private eye company, and I was like doing this database work. And I used to get through the day listening to the best show. And this was back in 2008.
Right.
And So I've been a fan ever since. And I have one of the guys that worked with me there. He got me into the best show, and I have a Patti Smith story, awkward celebrity story that involves him that I would love to tell you.
I would love to hear, but tell me this.
Sure.
First, Carlo, and just look, it's like UFO stuff. Is it like, do you have anything with that? Have you seen anything? You can tell me.
No.
No?
I promise. No.
Secret government, shadow government, anything like that? It's real, right? That's real. You can just... Don't... You, look, I, it's like... Right?
Well,
A little bit. It's a little real. All right.
Sure.
Tell me the Patty the story. Let's just tell.
So actually, I just come back from my first deployment overseas. One of my buddies was getting married in Wayne, New Jersey, and I was very excited. And
Route 46.
We were all like in our uniforms, and so we went into the city afterwards, and we had a few drinks and had some fun, and the night ended early for me. And so I woke up the next day, and my friend Patrick, we call him Caddy. And so Caddy comes and meets up with me, and we go down to Hudson Street in the West Village, and we're sitting there at this place called the Cowgirl Hall of Fame out on the sidewalk, and we're drinking margaritas. It's like noon, and we're all hanging out there, and it was right about the time that Gwyneth Paltrow had her first kid with the lead singer of Coldplay, and named the little baby
Apple.
Exactly. So we're sitting there and we're having this conversation and we're all pretty tuned up. You know, we've had a few drinks and I swear.
So you were drinking margaritas in your Marine uniform?
No. So I had taken off the tunic.
Okay.
Like the thing, and I just had the pants on and like a t-shirt. And the shirt was all packed up in the thing. But, I mean, I shouldn't have been wearing half my uniform, but I was.
See, Mike would have torn you a new one.
He would have dressed me down.
He was coming through. If he was walking through in his uniform, he would have said to you, "What are you doing, soldier?" And he has a riding crop. I don't know. Do you guys have riding? Is that a part of the thing?
A swagger stick.
Yeah. Like he's got his.
From the olden days.
Yeah. And he'll just like thrash guys across the face with it.
Yeah, old core style. Yeah. So
you're there in half a uniform drinking margaritas.
Yeah. I mean, this is in 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. So anyway, so we're sitting there, and out of the corner of my eye, who's walking down Hudson Street pushing a stroller? I swear to God. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
No joke.
Yeah.
And I look at Caddy, and he's really drunk.
Yeah.
He's really drunk, and it's noon.
Please don't tell me he barfed in the stroller.
No.
Please don't. I don't want to hear it. Please don't tell me he barfed on Apple.
I'm facing the street, and he's facing me, so he can't see her. And then I'm just like, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. And about this time, she's like right behind me. He turns around and looks right at her, and then it, like, in his drunk mind, it connects. I see the lights go on, and next thing you know, he stands up and, like, points at her and just screams, "Apple!" at Gwyneth Paltrow as loud as he can.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's, like, terrified.
Yeah,
like,
rightfully so.
Yes, visibly shaken, and she rapidly pushes Apple across the street.
This is a terrible story. This is a scary story you're telling. You know that.
Oh,
the story is truly scary.
Well, I mean, it happened. You know, it was very
Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course she rolled away. She doesn't know what you maniacs are going to do. Apple.
As you know, I would never let anything happen. I'm just saying.
She doesn't know that.
it was great. But if you'll entertain one other thing, I have one for the topic.
What do you have?
Things that I used to really love and sort of was like, as a kid, I'd be like, oh, I wish this would come back. But now as an adult and after listening to your show, I could never want it to come back, which is the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Did they ever go away, though? I don't think they went away.
Come on.
They might have come. They might have left. They might have split your life.
Well,
I'm sure they're still. I'm sure they didn't shut that down for 1 minute. I'm looking it up right now. Oh, hold on. I almost knocked my coffee over.
What about ska music just in general?
Ska music's not going anywhere.
Oh, man.
Look, this is New Jersey. This is Ska Central. We invented. Look. Wait, they did go away. You're right.
They came back in 2000. They went away in 2003, and then they came back in 2007. Oh, I'm good. I didn't. Thank you. See? Studio's right on the job. I say I almost spilled my coffee. He's right in here ready to mop it up. I love it. You'll see Mike jumping to his feet.
Yeah, I just, when we were kids, I grew up in central Illinois, and we used to drive down to St. Louis.
Here we go. Hold on.
He's a mighty, mighty boss.
Hiatus. They announced a hiatus. 2004 to 2006, they went on a break. And then they got back together. The reunion that everybody waited for. Finally. What if it was like when Michael Jordan said he's coming back when he was like, I'm back. Remember
I'm
you just sent
Illinois.
That message? You hated that.
Pain,
that wait, you're from Illinois. Why would that pain you?
Because I mean, when he came back and he played for the Bulls and they won all the championships, you know what I mean? It was fantastic.
Of course
but I mean,
was.
When he came back and he was like playing for the White Sox, you know what I mean?
He did that for a year. What are you so twisted about? You went to, this is it. You look, first of all, thank you for your service. I'm saying this all with respect to your service. But
you
numbskull Chicago sports fans need to get your heads examined. You got the Bulls. They win three championships. Then he takes a year off, and then you didn't win for a year. And you act like you got put through the gauntlet of horror for the 1 year out of the seven straight years. Out of seven, in the middle, there was 1 year you didn't win. You won three, lost one, then won three more. And everybody there, the problem is it's a curse. You're cursed now. You all keep thinking it's going to happen again. You don't realize how good you had it. Now you're all haunted by Michael Jordan. His specter looms large, and you'll never get what you want ever again.
Oh, we don't deserve it. He was fantastic.
You got everything you could have wanted. Well, look, Carlo, the lines are lit. This call was great. I hope you keep calling.
I will, Tom. Thanks
keep
a lot.
Keep skying it up, buddy.
Semper Fi.
I can't say that back. That would be disrespectful, right?
No, you can say it.
No, I can't. You don't get to speak for the Marines. Just because you were a Marine doesn't mean you get to grant me an exemption.
Just like Al Pacino.
Well, that'd be like Mike. Look, when Mike says Semper Fi when he's in that uniform all the time.
Don't get me started.
He said
Mike's going down. The FBI is going to show up.
Mike said, what's that, Mike? Mike said, hoorah.
Hoorah.
Then Mike said, how about them Cowboys? Is that part of the... He's just yelling things out there. And then he said something about, what is that thing about Tuck'em Tigers or something? Like, he's just yelling like college football things out there.
Oh, Roll Tide?
I think he said Roll Tide also. All right. Have a great night. Oh, he didn't get a chance to go. Hoop. Does Alex want to come watch? So the Mighty Mighty Boston's packed it in for 3 years. Boy, how did we get by? Do you think there was a fan who was like, will we ever get to knock on wood again? Right? Stolen. Oh! Do you see this picture, Mike, on that the same guy in the studio put on Twitter? Yeah, that your picture is up on the Facebook, up on Wikipedia. Mike's just yelling stuff out there. Want to thank Scott Teplin, artist Scott Teplin, who has done so much stuff for The Best Show. So much artwork, such great contributions, and he topped himself somehow. He did the poster inside the Sharpling and Worcester box set of Newbridge. So beautiful, but now he topped himself. He came down, he painted on the wall of the studio. It is so beautiful. Makes me proud to do this show. Thank you, Scott. Best Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
It's Pat in D.C.
Pat in D.C. What's going on, Pat?
Not too much. Just, you know, hanging out Tuesday night, listening to the Best Show.
Right. Smoking a joint. You can be honest. You smoking a joint?
Sorry, what was that?
You smoked a joint before you called, right?
No, no, sorry, man.
You didn't smoke a joint?
No. No.
What did you do?
Can't say it.
You can say what you did, though. Just like, I know you don't want to name it, but you can just, did you do a little, right? Before you called?
You know, it might be slipping on doses.
What's that?
That might be slipping on doses.
Slipping on what to what?
Flipping on doses.
Oh, you're flipping on doses. Well, that's a great, this will be a great call then. That's, yeah. That's always what we look for in a call, is somebody on hallucinogens. So, always makes for the best callers.
Yeah.
So what's up, Chief?
Well, I have a couple to the topic.
All one. Right. Comebacks is the topic. Comebacks.
The best musical comeback, I believe.
Let me see if I can guess. Let me see if I can guess.
Okay. Go ahead.
When did this comeback happen?
Early 2000s.
Dinosaur Jr.
No, although good guess. Right State.
Mates of State. They broke up?
No, the Right State from a different band from the same state as.
Oh, the Right State. Big Dipper.
Yes. No.
No?
No.
From Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. Similarly loud rock band.
Oh, yuck. You're going to say the Pixies?
No.
Okay, who then?
Mission of Burma.
Oh, of course, yes. Mission of Burma. That was a fantastic comeback.
Yeah, they had like more great stuff, you know, post- yeah. Comeback.
It's exactly. They had a whole second career that, like, while it wasn't as influential, it was just as epic. The work that those guys have done for the last 10 plus years is amazing. That's a great, that's a great one. You're 100% right.
They're so great live.
Yes, I agree. Perfect. You're right on that. Cause that's the challenge. That's the scary thing when you've left a big mark. And then you've got to come back and you've got to match that mark.
Yeah. And they have. And
yes.
I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
Then one sort of horrific comeback and continuation of
Guns N' Roses. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yep.
Yeah.
Started out a trash band and just got worse.
There's no way. I think this thing is going to be such a massive flop.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's three of them. It's Duff, who's cool, Slash, and Axl Rose. And they're going to be playing what, like, and then Axl Rose now is going to try to sing for AC/DC?
Oh, no. We gotta get Gary the Squirrel in AC/DC.
Well, he auditioned. I don't know if they ever heard
that. Yeah, I mean, I love the audition.
Apparently they went with Axl Rose over Gary the Squirrel.
That's foolish. Although, actually, AC/DC is another good example of a comeback, or maybe comeback from tragedy in there.
Yeah, but, you know, look, this is the thing. Can we be honest now? Look, I hope Brian Johnson is fine health-wise. I hope he's fine health-wise. That guy sucked. AC/DC have sucked. When that guy joined, they sucked, and they never didn't suck with that dude. Bon Scott ran laps around that dude in his sleep.
Oh, yeah.
The worst Bon Scott song was 100 times better than anything Brian Johnson ever did. Weird cap. That cap. That cap. That guy shows up with that cap on. You just, if I was running the audition, I'd say, yeah, next.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't need. This is, we're not doing Newsies here. This isn't like a weird tough guy version of Newsies. That's what he looked like. World's toughest Newsie.
Ever think you might have like something hidden under there?
Like what?
Suspicious of that cap. I don't know.
What do you think's under there? What do you think? A rainbow is going to come out? The Skittles commercial?
Like, I don't know, maybe. Maybe he keeps, like, his stash in there, or, like...
His stash? You
know, some, yeah.
You are a drug addict. Get off my phone. Best show.
Hello. Hi, John.
To whom am I speaking?
Speaking to James in Chicago.
What's up, James?
So I'm a sort of relatively new listener to The Best Show.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the
Thank
fold.
You.
I saw a guy last night. The guy introduced me to somebody else at this LCD sound system thing that I was at. And he's like, and Tom used to do a radio show, and then he stopped. I was like, wait a minute. You know me. You don't know that I'm doing this show yet? Oh, my God. What am I doing? Why don't people know that this? What do I have to do? I couldn't believe it.
Well,
it broke my heart.
For me, you're just starting it. A radio show.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate that.
But I had this question that I wanted to ask you about. So I was thinking of whether I should start listening to The Best Show archives or if I should start watching Doctor Who.
What do you really think I'm going to say? What do you think?
I have an inclination you're going to say Doctor Who.
You do? Then you know what that means? You have to start listening to The Best Show archives. Then you'll get your answer.
Sounds like a good
Doctor Who's
a good
perfectly.
Deal.
It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. Have you watched any of it yet?
No. I've listened to some shows, but I've never seen Doctor Who. I have no idea what it's about.
Well, what are your favorite shows in the fantasy sci-fi realm?
Black Mirror.
Okay.
I like, but I hate The X-Files.
Okay. Well, imagine this. Take the X-Files and imagine if Mulder and Scully ran down the same hallway over and over, either being chased or chasing a robot or some kind of like whatever, blob monster or whatever they were. And they ran down the same hallway over and over. Then they stop and talk for 10 minutes. Now Dudio has to come in his Doctor Who jacket. I'm not kidding you. He just stuck his head in his Tom Baker, Fourth Doctor, Doctor Who jacket. He was the Fourth Doctor, right? Because the Doctor Who's go like this. First Doctor is the worst thing you ever saw in your life. It's amazing the show ever went on for past this guy. This guy was like a weird, grouchy kids show host. Then they got a guy who looked like an ugly John Hamm to play the second one. Then they got a third guy who was a weird old dude, but he was trying to be like a fourth-rate James Bond, and he drove a car all around because this military guy got control of the TARDIS. His vehicle. Then the Fourth Doctor is the one that a lot of people in America know first, Tom Baker, who is the guy with curly hair. Those aren't as good as you think they are. A lot of things with him running around pyramids. A lot of, I'm in a pyramid, and I'm here. And then he actually had a robot dog canine because they were desperate to get some of the Star Wars juice. Everybody wanted R2-D2, so they had K-9. He's like, right this way, Doctor. Look out.
Who's supposed to be funny?
No. Well, it tries to be funny, and then you'll see it. You'll be like, yeah, I don't know if this is... This guy thinks he's charming. He's not so charming. Then the Fifth Doctor, I can't remember what that was. The sixth one looked like a straight-up sex offender, right? Jason? Sixth one was dressed like a parody of a child molester.
Did he have transition lenses?
No, but he was super colorful. He looked like a straight up creep. Allegedly, I want to say also. I'm not trying to smear this guy, his reputation. Sure, he's a great guy.
So it was like Doctor Who, like the James Bond of television shows?
At points it was. This is what you should do. Go watch where should this guy get in, Jason? Start with the 10th Doctor, who was played by who? David Tennant. The 10th Doctor. And what makes him so special? Okay. Jason's saying because he doesn't look like a child molester, that's the endorsement he's giving this show. That Doctor Who doesn't look like a child molester. But try that.
Okay,
and then
doctor.
This is what I'll say. Watch an episode of Doctor Who, listen to an old Best show. Watch an episode of Doctor Who, alternate with it. Okay?
Is there a certain era of the Best show that you're most fond of?
2004 on, I like. But everybody likes different spots in it. People think it started sucking in 2002, according to some of these people. Other people think it's on another crest upward now. I like all of them. I was here for all of them. I did all of them. I like all of them. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to say anything was worse than other things. I sign off on all of them. If I was here, it's good. Thanks, buddy. Best show.
Hi.
Who's this?
Courtney.
Courtney, where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. New York, New York?
New York, New York. The New York.
The New York.
Okay, I want to get your advice, but I actually have a comeback. Sonny Moore.
What's the comeback?
Sonny Moore. He goes by Skrillex now, and he's also headlining Coachella, and so is Guns N' Roses. And he used to be in a punk band, and he lost his voice. And he came back as a DJ, and he won 8 Grammys.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Sonny Moore.
Okay, well, forget him. I have a question.
I know Sonny D.
Sonny D?
Yeah.
Should I get familiar with him?
You should.
Okay, if I want
to... Go to your grocery store.
Oh, like the drink?
And ask for Sonny D. Ask for the latest release by Sonny D.
Do they have green juice now, like V8?
Look, that stuff is weird poison. Don't drink it. Drink actual juice.
I know what you mean, Sonny D. In the plastic top, it's like an orange.
Yes,
feel
exactly.
It almost all the way
around.
I was
making a funny joke.
Sorry.
Are you going to Coachella? Are you going to go to Coachella?
Yeah, I am going.
You are? Which week?
I'm going weekend one.
You are?
Yeah, I'm not watching Guns N' Roses after this podcast.
You're not going to watch Guns N' Roses because of this show?
Yeah, I'm going to watch ASAP Rocky, I think. I just decided.
All right. Look, I'm more of an ASAP Ferg fan, but that'll be fine also.
Maybe he'll bring out the whole fam.
He might bring them all out, right?
You should come. That's Saturday.
I should.
For the Guns N' Roses comeback. It's work for you.
Can't wait. Right? Imagine they come out on stage. Imagine this is what it's like.
Okay.
110 degrees.
Guns
N' Roses taking their sweet time to come out.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're waiting and waiting.
Yeah, you're waiting in the sun. You're getting...
Oh, so it's like a day set? They're not even, like, really closing?
Oh, you'll be cooked by that point. then they'll finally come out. You'll be dehydrated, suffering from heat stroke. Then finally... Right? Why can't I do it? Why can't I do it?
Now I kind of want to watch.
You know what?
I'm
missing it now. Manana 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 mono manana. Right? Doesn't it be like burn? The lights will go up. Burn.
Stop.
Burn. Burn. Bung dung 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 dung. Bow now 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 now. And then you're gonna go. Then that's when you pass out from heat stroke. Then you wake up in the Coachella medical tent.
You think it's nice in there?
And then you hear, good night!
That kind of made me want to watch them again. Now I feel like I have to watch. I think you should go. Okay.
I would have gone to see LCD Sound System, but I saw them 2 nights in a row. Sold out show.
Friday?
Well, go see him. You go see him. I saw him already.
Were they good? I will see
they
them.
They were great.
You're being serious.
They were great. I saw them get ready for your show. That's what I saw. I saw the
tune-ups.
Oh, my
goodness. If I want to understand the jokes on Workaholics, what other shows or, like, comedians should I be familiar with? I'm going to binge watch it.
You should probably, if you want to understand the jokes on that show, you should probably have someone hit you in the head with a pan.
Is it, like, just silly?
Then you'll be in good shape. No, I actually do like that show. I think it's actually a lot funnier than they get credit for. There's legitimately good jokes on that show, but sometimes it's really stupid. But that's everything. This show's really stupid too sometimes.
The show is amazing. Gwyneth Paltrow situation was unreal.
It was. That story scared me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not the kids, not the celebrities' kids. Like in their face when you're drunk, like. That's scary, but that was a really good thing you captured. I don't want to keep you, but thanks for everything.
Well, look, you have a great time at Coachella. Call after.
I'm going to report back.
Please,
I'm gonna
I'm
it for you.
You know what? I'm not joking.
Oh, I'm not either. You sold me on the set again. I'm going. I'll film the crowd. What do you want to see?
People, this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
When I want you to tell me the songs they play.
Okay, I will.
Which song? This is my first. This is what I want you to do. Tell me what. Do you think they open with Welcome to the Jungle? Of course they do, right? There's no way they don't come out. Right? There's no way they don't do that.
They have to.
They
after
have
this.
To. And what do you think? Do you think they do? It's so easy, right?
Yeah.
We've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. Won't leave me alone, right? Won't leave me alone. You think they do that?
Yeah, and then when I'll replay the podcast, and you think the lights are going to come on now?
Do you think they do Madagascar from Chinese Democracy?
It depends if it's live streaming.
No? Do you think they do the song from Terminator 3, or whichever song that was? Remember that song?
I look at Guns N' Roses, Terminator.
How many songs from Spaghetti Incident do you think they'll do? From Spaghetti Incident, do you think they'll do Since I Don't Have You? I think they did the doo-wop song on that album, right? Let me look at the track listing for that album.
Okay, I will too. Actually, I'm going to look up Guns N' Roses karaoke song.
And I forgot it had a question mark. Spaghetti Incident?
Question mark.
They did, Since I Don't Have You. Why, I'd love around. Remember that song? The doo-wop, but the Skyliners originally did it.
Oh,
since
yeah.
Since I Don't Have You. Right? Who wants to hear that dude doing doo-wop? Then they did New Rose by The Damned. Raw Power by the Studio. The only good thing about this album is that other people got paid for these songwriting credits. They did a mix of Buick McCain and Big Dumb Sex by Soundgarden. That's like the worst thing I ever heard. Like a mashup?
Yeah. They do a lot of mashups.
Look at these. Oh, and then, of course, they did. I forgot they did a Manson cover on it. They did Look at Your Game, Girl.
Oh, my goodness, my mom used to work with his mom.
Manson? Your mother worked with Charles Manson's mother?
Oh, no, Marilyn.
Oh, my goodness.
Marilyn.
Wait, now this is almost as good. Your mother worked with Marilyn Manson's mother?
Yeah, they were. I feel bad saying this now, but yeah, they worked in home health together in Boca Raton.
In Boca Raton.
She's a very nice nurse, yeah. She's a very nice nurse, Barbara Warner.
Just like
a normal woman, they did at Boca Raton Community Hospital Home Health. They would, like, go to people's houses, you know, and, like, help them out.
Okay. I love it.
But, yeah. Yeah. What's Manson's song, though? Do you think Manson will come out?
Charles Manson? I don't think so. I don't think Charles Manson will be in it. That would be something else.
That
I
want to
bring
out
a good friend of mine! Charles Manson!
He
out of jail. First time he's out of jail since 1970. Comes out. Brag, 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 brag. Like, starts, like, doing his crazy talk.
Oh, my God. It would be incredible. He wanted to be a rock star.
He did. What if he came out?
I'm imagining it.
What if he came out and suddenly you hear a piano playing? What if all of a sudden you hear a piano playing and then Axl Rose goes, "You don't bring me flowers." And then Charles Manson goes, "Aah!"
Right. It's
used
so good.
To bees don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till you sweep them away. And that's the duet.
Oh, my God.
I remember when. And then he's like, "I'm not on trial. You're all on trial. You made me. You made me. I'm your sons. I'm your daughters." Like, that's him doing "You Don't Bring Me Flowers."
Oh, no. Like, as, oh, my God. What do you think people will be, like, down?
Do I think people will be what?
Like, yeah, Manson, like, on board with him.
Those maniacs, I think they'd be into it. Those Coachella animals.
This is right? So amazing.
Well, I appreciate your call. You're a great caller. Call again.
I'll let you know this set. I'll call after. Bye.
Demand it. All right, bye. Best show.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hi, I have a comeback.
What do you got?
Let's see. Film comeback, and this sort of relates to a movie I know AP Mike really did not like because of a scene with dinosaurs in it.
The Tree of Life?
Yes. The movie is Thin Red Line, directed by Terrence Malick, after a 20-year absence.
Yeah, that's a comeback. Mike liked Tree of Life, right? Yeah, Mike likes Tree of Life a lot.
Oh, okay.
I just think the CGI he's not nuts about.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call. Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Pat from Philly.
Pat from Philly, what's going on?
I jumped on kind of late tonight, but I'm reading a Joe Perry book called Rocks.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you addressed Aerosmith and their many comebacks.
For comebacks? I don't know. Where do you think that comeback rates?
Well, I was going to ask you if you've seen The Making of Pump.
No, I haven't.
It's essential, if I might say so.
Really? It's essential?
It is. Essential. It really is. It's essential. American Spinal Tap, pretty much. It's American Spinal Tap.
What songs are on Pump again?
Janie's Got a Gun.
What It Takes? What It Takes on there?
What It Takes is on there. They spend a lot of time on that.
Well, that's my, you know what song I do at karaoke? That's my karaoke song.
Is it? That's a hot one.
You should see it. Tell me what it takes that you can see in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life for the toss of the night. Why are you singing with me? Get off my phone. What would make you think it was a duet? It's my moment. Why would you do that? So this is Guns N' Roses doing a T-Rex song. Look at how meat-headed this is.
Music became.
The worst. That is so bad. Buick McCain is such a good song. Like, the original, you know Buick McCain, Mike? By T-Rex? Listen to that. So much heavier than those. Oh my God, what would. I hope they do that at the show. Best show.
Buenos ding dong diddy dias, Senor Tamarino.
Oh, saving the best for last. Who's this?
Sparkle Bomb from Buffalo, New York.
What's going on tonight, Sparkle Bomb?
How are you, Tom?
I'm good.
Good. So I just got the internet again, Tom.
Welcome
and I
back.
Hear you talking about. Thank you. From my ice flow. So we're talking about comebacks?
Yes.
Yeah. Can we do personal comebacks? I saw you all were talking about Billy Corgan, and I hope you all covered Zwan and his terrible poetry book.
Look, I'm not looking to trash this dude. He's been up. Been down. He's still mad. I just want to give him credit for. He keeps swinging.
He's been doing 8-hour-long interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay, yeah.
That's okay.
Who cares? If you don't watch it, you don't want. I don't care about it. You think I think that was any good? No. I give the guy credit. He's still... Anybody who doesn't just fold like that and they're still chasing a thing, I got to give him credit. Even if I don't like it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Because what was he supposed to do? Do greatest hits? He could have been doing greatest hits forever. The guy's pushing... I can't fault him. As much of a goofball as I think he is, I still can't fault him for pushing.
Hey, I mean, they were my favorite band all throughout high school, and you know what? They did play in Niagara Falls, New York. God bless them. But, all right, so comebacks. Sorry, Billy Corgan. Comebacks. Can I do a personal comeback?
Sure.
All right, so get this.
Oh, I'm getting it.
Please make fun of me all you want, but when I was in third grade, I stole my stepsister's Insane Clown Posse CDs, and I thought I was all hard, you know, listening to this music. I didn't know what the words meant, Tom, but I was listening to it hard, and my mom found the CDs, and she smashed them. They weren't even my CDs, and you know what? She never even replaced my stepsister's CDs of... You know, ICP CDs. And so I grew up, and here I am, almost 28 years old. And you know what? I decided to buy a ticket to go to see the Gathering of the Juggalos. I don't know why, Tom. I thought it would be a Royal SH.
So you went?
Asterisk. No, I'm going to go.
Oh, you're going this year?
Yeah, you know, and I just, I don't know why.
Who's going to be at it this year? Do you know? Twisted?
Just.
Are Twisted going to be there?
I don't know.
Any chance Cottonmouth Kings? Any chance Cottonmouth Kings play it?
We can only hope that the whole fam will be there. So, you know what? This is my comeback. Guess what, Mom? You can't stop me this time. I'm almost 28 years old.
And you're going to be at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
And you know what? I'm going to call you back.
What do they say? Whoop, whoop, right? Whoop, whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
Which one's your favorite? Yeah. I like Shaggy Too Dope. I don't know where you stand on that. If you like, what's his face? The other one there. Clay. Is his name Clay?
It seems appropriate that his name would be Clay, you know, to smear some clay on your face in a scary manner. I'm not sure because, honestly, I haven't listened to him in 20 years.
Let me ask you a question, though. Would you vote for Ted Cruz if you found out that he was a Juggalo? If you found out that Ted Cruz had been to 2 Gathering of the Juggalos in full tribe makeup, if you found out he was down with the clowns, would you vote for Ted Cruz?
I don't,
Like, if you saw him out on Drug Bridge. Ted Cruz. Selling bathtub crank. Out on Drug Bridge. Would you vote? Oh, no matter what, if you disagree with every policy he stands for, would you vote for him?
All right, then yeah, of course. You know what? But I'm not even registered to vote. I'm like.
Mm-hmm. What if he moved the White House to Cave in Rock, Illinois, or wherever the thing takes place? Where is it?
I think it's in Ohio this year.
It's in Ohio, so it just moves around every year. There's like one step ahead of the law.
kind of like the Grateful Dead, you know, they just travel. They're just a little family. Yeah. Well,
I think it's a look. If you're into it and you're reclaiming your thing, look, I know I'm teasing but good for you.
No, I'm not reclaiming anything. I'm just trying to stand up to my mom after all these years, Tom.
All right.
That's my comeback.
The way to stand up to her is to send her to the thing. You shouldn't go.
I won't even have fun.
Why don't you send her to it?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
That's what you should do. If you want to truly get your mother, send her to the Gathering of the Juggalos. You don't go anywhere near it. You tell her you bought her tickets for a vacation, right?
Her birthday is tomorrow.
Give her the tickets. Tell her you got her tickets for a 3-day weekend, a spa retreat. Tell her you got her tickets for a spa retreat.
The Juggalo spa retreat.
You don't even tell her. Yeah, you tell her it's ICP spa, this super relaxing spa in Ohio this summer. And you want her to
like
really just be able to...
Like a hot tub filled with Faygo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Hot and flat.
So just get her, give her the tickets and send her.
Tom, you're a genius. Thank you so much. It's been so nice talking with you.
It's been great talking to you. You have a great evening.
You too.
Final call. Best show, you're on the air.
How's it going, Tom?
Hi. Oh, no. I know this voice.
I will leave.
No. Okay. No, you're welcome. You're welcome, my friend. Now, for people, I nailed this guy's voice from the get-go. Why? Because there are people who call this show now and again, and then there are the longer-term callers, and this is one of those longer-term callers. He's a guy, a young man named Frederick. He is a New York resident, proud New Yorker. And like most New Yorkers, he's barely been here, but certainly claims full status.
Uh-huh.
And rubs in everyone's face that he's a New Yorker.
Oh, yeah, I push everyone around in the subway.
Even though he's barely been here for any time at all. So,
how's it going, Tom?
It's Fred from Honolulu, a.k.a. Fred from Bed-Stuy. What's up, Fred?
How's it, man? I have like it's a reverse comeback with Guns N' Roses, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a weird relationship with them. So when I was a kid, I grew up in the Philippines in a very, very, very dangerous neighborhood. Right around when I was 7 and 8, my mom worked like 2 jobs, so sometimes she wouldn't come home. Mm-hmm. And I would like get scared. And one time I like lost my mind and I like cried. And then these twins next door, they were, I would eventually find out were the heaviest dudes on the block. Like, my house got shot up because of them.
Because they were trouble.
They were big trouble. And like, but they basically babysat me whenever my mom, worked late.
Uh huh.
And then, whenever I got to their house, they were like, they did not know what to do with me because I was a kid.
Fred,
and like,
hold on 1 second, Fred.
Yeah.
I did forget to honestly say, we are going to do the half hour of power tonight. I know it's a week early. We're going to do it and it'll air next week. So if anybody's listening from this point, if you call in, you're a part of the half hour of power. So people can do that by calling 201-332-3484. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if I didn't say it now, people wouldn't hear it. So
I was just gonna call into that. I called in anyway.
So they're babysitting you.
Yeah, they're babysitting me, and the only way they knew how to deal with me was they tried to teach me chess, and they only had one thing that they loved more than anything than drug dealing was they loved Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
And like I was a kid, like I went to Catholic school, everything. I didn't have TV. The only book I had in my house was the Bible, and like very sheltered, and like it blew my mind. Like they would play this live, beta of like Axl Rose in like a live concert, and it was like them, like all these people were losing their minds. I've never seen that before. Like I've never seen like concert film. I've never listened to rock and roll. So like my first experience with rock and roll was Guns N' Roses, and it scared me. Like they had this huge poster of
Slash, who I thought his name was Snake until I was like 15. Because there was like, it was like a photo of him with like a snake and there was like all this devil imagery. So my vision of the devil until I like lost my Catholic faith was Slash. Like I always thought the devil. And then when I grew up and I like revisited it and I was like, oh my God, this is what like scared me all my life. This is. Like, whenever I got, like, lectured about sin and stuff, I thought, like, Slash was there to, like, play me in hell.
Wow.
Or something like that.
This is intense. So Guns N' Roses have some real deep resonance with you.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't exposed to anything. So it was like, you know, like, if you, Daniel Johnson has that image of the devil that he drew over and over again. In my head, the devil had a top hat.
Yeah, and he would draw like Slash.
Yeah.
So are you, at what point did you ever become a fan of it or did it always scare you?
It was always scared me. It always scared me because I saw Axl Rose like just, and it was, I think it was like some Russian thing, like this Russian live concert they would play all the time. And it was just like the sea of people just screaming at this guy, like who I've never seen dressed like. He was like in an all white denim outfit and a bandana, and I was like, "Oh my God, what is that?" Like, I've never seen anything like that anywhere. Yeah. So it's like, most definitely, it was really a fan. It was like, and these guys would like just play it all the time, and that was like their most revered thing. And they would like tell me this is the coolest thing.
So you never really looked at it as anything other than scary.
Yeah. I always feared Slash, like I always, or Snake, or whatever.
Snake. At what point did it not become scary, though?
When I moved to America, and like it's just like all my preconceptions of what America was, that included Guns N' Roses. Like I associate America with Guns N' Roses as well. So I was like, oh okay, this is all not real.
And how long ago would that have been?
When I was 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite thing when I came to America was Beavis and Butthead. I was like, and Beavis and Butthead made fun of Guns N' Roses, I think. And I think that was the beginning of it, like, falling apart.
Well, Fred.
That was a dumb story.
No, this is what I'm going to say. This is what makes you great, Fred. Just when everybody thinks they know what the type of call Fred's going to call up with. You flip it on everybody, and you call up, you tell some heartfelt childhood story. That's what makes you great, and that's why I love you, Fred.
Aw, thank you,
because
Tom.
You
too,
are a real person, and you're not afraid to show different sides of yourself.
Thank you, man.
And now this frees you up for the next time to call and be a total antisocial piece of garbage. And say horrible things because, hey, I showed my heart last time.
Also on comebacks, here's a more heartfelt comeback.
Yeah.
And he's your friend, Mark Maron. I don't think it was mentioned.
That's a great one. Mark.
I remember seeing him as a kid, like just watching stand-up like mashups in Comedy Central, and then now he interviews the president. Like,
that was a great comment. That's a great one because he came all because he was just struggling to find his thing and to get the next part of his life going. Everything had kind of capped out, and then his show WTF. He came all the way back and so far beyond what was his high water mark before. That's a really good one.
Here's a weird question. I mean, this is a weird thing. Like he talks a lot, like in his interviews and his like in his monologues where he talks about his personal histories and stuff. But it's never like it's so many different experiences that it's like it ends up being like just pastiches and just like views. It's never been really strung together to me like as an entire like narrative, you know. So I was wondering if you'd like. It'd be really cool if you, like, interviewed Mark. Like, that'd be something.
You should read his book. You should read Mark's book. I think you might get more. That might answer some of your questions.
Yeah.
Did you see what someone wrote on Twitter here? Fred's such a kiss ass.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Now, can I ask, if I was a betting person,
mm-hmm.
what's the over under on how many garments you're wearing right now that have an 808 on them?
I'm literally looking down to double check. I was real garbage for a couple of weeks now because Hawaii made it to the NCAA tournament, so I was definitely rocking the H. Yeah, hard.
You love your Hawaii wear.
Yeah. Well, Steph.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you
later.
Have a good
one, man.
You have a great
night.
Bye. All right. I think that ends tonight's best show. How about that? Is that fun, Mike? Right? Yeah. No kidding. You don't think I know? I know. You unhappy about this whole Stolen Valor thing? No? Man, that would be a way to get... You'd get thumped if you started walking around dressed in a marina. What's that? Mike, you know about a guy. That is a thing I could not imagine. Because it's like... It's not like if you dress up like whatever you want to dress up like. It's not like there's a real version of it that's going to beat you up for doing it. Like if I started dressing like Batman, it's not like Batman's actually going to show up and tell him beat me up. That's weird, man. You know what I say to you, the best show listener? We will be back next week. And I'm going to play something on the way out. We played something last week from Eric Gaffney, formerly of 7-0. He's got his album Land of Make-Believe. We're going to play something else from it. We are going to play the song Phil Spector Mask. The album's called Land of Make-Believe. And you should check it out. And I don't know where this is coming out, but it's a great record. Hopefully it does come out very soon and everybody can get it. And we will be back next week. Here is Eric Gaffney from the Land of Make-Believe album, Phil Spector Mask. Bye.
Unearth that rotting corpse. Let him out of the pen. Phil Spector Mask. Wall of sound. Turn up loud.